The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
This week of 97.5 Glory FM, Friday Night Football in North Georgia features a matchup of two cross-county rivals in Hall County as Cherokee Bluff takes on North Hall in a battle of unbeatens. Cherokee Bluff 2-0 the season with victories over Lumpkin County in week one and last week over Appalachie when Jackson Perkle scored four touchdowns for the Bears. For the Trojans of North Hall, they opened the season last week right here on 97.5 Glory FM with a 41-7 win over Wesleyan, highlighted by a big run from Wyatt Tumlin.
Take it, slings back their hands off, a sweep to the far side. They're coming up there at the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, 35, 40, 45. He's out running. That's Wyatt Tumlin, the 45, the 30, the 20, 15. Tumlin all the way, a 98-yard touchdown score.
It's the excitement of high school football live from Lynn Cottrell Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall as Cherokee Bluff takes on North Hall. It's time for the Long Street Cafe pregame show, and it kicks off now.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Long Street Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
Week number three of the high school football season in 2025. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you once again for the Brickyard at North Hall at Lynn Cottrell Stadium as the North Hall Trojans battle the Cherokee Bluff Bears, what has become, in a way, Joe, a heated rivalry in the 8 years of Cherokee Bluff.
Yeah, it's the series in North Hall is one up on that, 4-3, but it's been two-game win by one guy, two-game win by the other side, and it's back and forth, back and forth. Cherokee Bluff won last year, kind of going away. Was it 38-13 down at Cherokee Bluff? So North Hall wants to repay it and go up by two games, but Cherokee Bluff wants to win again to even the series.
And you heard from Coach Tommy Jones during game plan talking about, you know, hey, he laughed at it. You know, that was last year, different team. North Hall this year may have the advance because they are loaded with seniors.
Now, North Hall's got 26 seniors this year, and Cherokee Bluff lost a lot of folks from last year, especially KT Thompson, O'Brien, the quarterback. You know, they lost some skill guys from last year. Kemp in the back, the defensive backfield as a receiver also. And that made their all-purpose yards. KT had over 1,300 yards last year in all-purpose yards. So they're really missing him. They've got some guys that are trying to fill in with Jackson Perkle and Malcolm Millsap. Bryce Fontenot stepped into a tight end role also. So you got to look out for those guys. And Fontenot's a big target there to tight end. I wouldn't be surprised to see him catch the ball a lot tonight.
Well, I think everybody's got to be really careful with what goes on here. I picked on game plan, this game could go down really in my mind to the final session. I don't think it's going to be another 38-13 game, Joe.
I know you talked to one of our folks today that said they, you know, he looks like it might be a 55-50 game.
Uh-huh.
You know, it could be, and then it could be a 23-20 ball game. It could be a defensive struggle. North Hall, well, both teams' defense looked really good last week. Cherokee Bluff didn't give up a point other than the offense gave up a safety late in the game, and North Hall only gave up the one touchdown. So I do believe it could be a defensive game, and it's going to come down to penalties and who gets a break, I think, as the game goes along. I think everybody's got to settle in early. Whoever gets the ball first probably wants to score first and go from there.
Well, emotions could play a lot in this rivalry. It's Cherokee Bluff and North Hall from the Brickyard at Lynn Cottrell State. We're back with more of the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Long Street Cafe.
Mary, did you know Long Street Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And counting down the kickoff of high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. Cherokee Bluff 2-0, North Hall 1-0. Again, they're in different regions. North Hall is in 6 AAA, Cherokee Bluff is in 8 AAA, and you might can see these two teams play maybe in November in the state playoffs. Look down the sidelines. What does that look like, Gary?
Well, you got the band that's getting off the field right now, but it's still kind of warm down here right now.
No threat of rain tonight, which is a blessing, right?
I'm in a dead zone.
There you are. I can hear you right there.
Yeah. You're good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I was saying is that it's kind of warm down here right now, but I think when the sun goes down, it's going to
cool be nice.
Off down here. It'll be nice down here. But yeah, as you guys have mentioned, there's a whole lot of things going on in this game, and I think both of these teams are going to find out a lot about themselves after tonight's game. You know, North Hall obviously got like three times as many seniors as Cherokee Bluff or close to it. But, Joe, you remember last year at various times the Bluff had a the injury bug bite them pretty good.
They did.
And so what happens there is that your kids come in and they get some experience. So you don't have upperclassmen, maybe you don't have seniors, but you got some people that played a lot.
Well, Cooper Dean, for instance, for them, for Cherokee Bluff, he didn't play very much last year. He only played in a couple of games, but he got some experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, his quarterback rating was really high, but he only threw like five passes last year and completed four of them. That's why his rating's so high.
But, Joe, he's been in the system since day one.
Exactly. He's been around forever. And Jackson Perkle really came to life last year, so I expect a big game out of him tonight, Gary.
Well, he's last week he had, I think, 158 yards, or maybe he's got it total for the season so far. Got 158 yards and 10 touchdowns. And he's a strong kid, got a lot of experience. But you had these people last year for Cherokee Bluff, and some of their offense wound up having over 1,000 yards or right at 1,000 yards.
Yep.
Of the people that came back. So this is not your typical bunch of freshmen and sophomores out here. These are people that are, and of course they're going to play hard-nosed football because that's where Tommy Jones coaches them. And I've heard some stuff from Coach Pender, and he says this game, well, like so many games, is going to come down to who wants it at the line of scrimmage.
Right.
My offense against your defense against my offense.
And we thought that last week with Wesleyan and North Hall also, and North Hall proved that they won that battle.
Yeah, they did. This is, as you said, if Bluff wins tonight, it'll even the series, I think, at four games apiece.
Correct.
They haven't been playing very long. There's also a couple of other things going on. I don't know if you guys have talked about this so far, but I put my headphones on. This is 149 wins for Sean Pender in his coaching career. If he wins tonight, it's number 150.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Cole Cable needs one more touchdown reception to get the school record.
Yep.
Of 14 touchdown receptions. And 133 yards gives him the school record there in pass receptions, which Riles Puryear has now with 1,216. I think Puryear also has 13 touchdowns. So you got Cole Cable poised to break a couple of long-standing school records here.
Yep.
And Ty Kemp needs 38 more yards to get to 1,000 receiving yards. So
that is correct.
A lot of things here on the line tonight. But as you mentioned, you got some people that are coming in that have already been kind of showing out so far. And this is, don't forget that this is a battle here of the top 10.
Yeah, and with it, Gary, to me.
Not the same region, but
still AAA.
Same classification as AAA.
Yep.
And Gary, to me, you know, the one thing you'll see down there, I think, is North Hall remembers last year. They got a chip on their shoulder and getting beat the way they did last year. Bluff, I don't think, is worried about that at all. Because they say it's a different team this year. They know it's a different team this year. But at the same time, you look at emotions. There's a lot of emotions in this rivalry. And early on, that could determine a lot of things. Just like Joe in a basketball game, you've seen before, refereeing, how emotions could play with a lot of fouls, for example, in the first few moments of the ball game. You might see a lot of penalties in this thing right here. You saw North Hall did last week with penalties.
Well, and Gary, one thing that we noticed, like, you know, the West End kid got tossed last week for going to a hit to the head, and everybody on both sides has to keep their emotions in check tonight.
Well, that's right, and in a rivalry game, that can get the best of you if you're not careful. But you also have the fact that these kids have played against each other before. They kind of know each other, the ones that came back. And I think Pender might tell you that one of the best things that happened to them last year was getting waxed by the Bluff, because he said that got their attention.
Yep.
And we went to work and worked hard, and then they reeled off 10 straight wins.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's not such a bad thing sometimes. If you're going to lose early, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. And so, and then that gives you the thing that you can go back to the drawing board and work on.
Exactly. Right.
But, you know, you look at these stats that they put up. North Hall defense is all over the place, guys. I mean, I see Buddy Clark had 11 tackles last week. Caused a fumble, recovered a fumble. Walker Davis had about 8 tackles, broke up a pass, had a half of a tackle for a loss, and had an interception. So this is a very ball-hawking North Hall defense. They're very advantageous, and I call them – he calls them his midgets. I call them the Mighty Mouse group.
Mighty Mouse group.
Linebackers.
One big stat for the entire defense – last week, Wesleyan rushed 25 times for a total of 19 yards.
Yep.
When you hold somebody under 1 yard per carry on the ground, that's very telling, in my opinion.
Well, look at the Bluff, though, Joe, what they've done. So far, they've only given up 23 points in 2 games.
Exactly.
Okay, that's 12, not quite 12 points a ball game. And they came back from a 14-point deficit in Dahlonega and beat Heath Webb's team there in the second half, winning 31-21.
Yep.
Then last week, I think there's a lot of emotions there last week. Joe and Gary, you know that the new AD at Cherokee Bluff was at Appalachia last year when the shooting took place and everything the Hards went through with that.
Yep.
As we'll remember that this upcoming week. Ralph Neely now at Cherokee Bluff. And, you know, that was a big win after Appalachia won their opening game of the season. And you saw what their defense was able to do, just that – didn't give up a point. It was that safety which gave the Wildcats their only 2 points of the ball game, and it just shows you the defense. And again, you know, they've got a new defensive coordinator at Cherokee Bluff after Chris Griffin left to become the athletic director of Flyer Branch.
Yeah. Of course, he'd been there forever.
Since day one.
And his son was a key cog in that wheel that was the Bluff last year. And so,
yep.
You said is they've had some emotional wins. And he – going up to Lumpkin County because of Tommy Jones' long affiliation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was emotional.
He's a legend.
So they are no stranger to emotional wins.
Yep.
Or emotional games, and you're going to have that emotion very much on display tonight.
Well, Gary, right there, Coach Penn said in game plan, he said, yeah, we want this to a point because you want to be able to get on that big stage and go ahead and enjoy it. And that's part of high school football, is enjoying the challenge that you play on Friday nights. Coming up next, we'll talk more about tonight's ball game. We'll get ready for the starting lineups and the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia. You're tuned to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Getting closer and closer to the kickoff of tonight's ball game. And, guys, it's like a state tournament type of atmosphere here at the Brickyard.
Pretty good crowd, Gary. You're down there at field level looking back up here in the stands, and it looks like a pretty good crowd filling in on both sides tonight for this game.
Lots of green on the North Hall side, and there are more people here than there were for Weston. I'll say that right now. Still got a little bit to go before kickoff, and of course a lot more people travel from Weston. You got a lot of purple on that other side. And folks, this ain't no maroon.
Yeah.
This ain't no fuchsia or whatever. This is purple.
That's right. And I see the student section down there in black down there to our left towards the Bob Fieldhouse down there with their fence post for defense, I guess we're going to holler out.
There you go. How about starting lineup, Sue?
Yep, for North Hall, the prospective starting lineups, wide receivers will be Drew Cronin, number 15, number 3, Ty Kemp, and number 1, Cole Cable. The tackles will be Mason McGill, 75, and 73, Cade Hawthorne. The guards will be 71, Henry Weaver, and 69, James Holloman. The center will be 77, Eli Hamm. At tight end will be Dawson Gray, number 88. Quarterbacks will flip-flop between number 7, Alex Sleeman, and 8, Smith McGarvey. And the running backs, there's a host of them. We saw them last week. Parker Carlton will be in the starting position. He'll be coming in. Wyatt Tumlin, number 27, will come in along with Jacob Adams and Justin Allen. You'll see Cole Lindleaf and Noah Kemp come in at the wide receiver position. On defense for the Bears, defense, they'll run a 3-4. You'll have number 55, Cohen Carter, the defensive end. 0, Tony Rushen at the other end position. Nose guard will be 60, Hudson Davis. The linebackers, 43, Brett Pierce. 5, Connor Cox. 10, Maddox Sudilovich. And then Eric Johansson is a linebacker also. I didn't write his number down. I'll get it in a second. Cornerbacks will be Dylan Haley, number 8. Ethan Johnson, number 15, and the free safety will be Malcolm Millsap, number 6, and Brock Hall, number 21, is the strong safety. On the other side of the football, the Bears' offense, at center will be Cam Moore, number 63. The guards will be 50, Izzy Alamani, and number 58, Grant McElroy. The tackle, 78, Jordan Maddox, and 55, Corin Carter. Wide receiver will be Dylan Haley, number 8. And Malcolm Millsap, number 6. The tight end will be number 12, Bryce Fontenot. Slot position will be Cole Brooks, number 1. Cooper Dean will be your quarterback, number 3. Fullback, 43, Brett Pierce. 11, Jackson Perkle will be the tailback. Defensively for the Trojans, they'll have a 4-3. Hunter Robertson, wears number 34, will be a defensive end, along with Robbie Lee, number 50. Defensive tackles will be Dawson Reed, number 95, will be back tonight. And number 60, Jacob Wright. The linebackers, number 44, Dalton Hulsey, and number 12, Parker Carlton, along with 28, Buddy Clark. Cornerbacks, Connor Harwood, number 5, and 32, John Millar. The safeties will be 17, Walker Davis, and 37, J.J. Young. Those are your prospective starters for this evening's game.
All right, I have the officials tonight from the Lanier Officials Association. The man in the white hat, the referee, is going to be John Heath. The umpire is Brad Lurie. Line judge is Dylan Lurie. Head judge is Mike Robinson. Side judge is Derobius Brown. Field judge is Cameron Mason. Electric clock is Al Meeks. And on the play clock is Jeff Eichler.
I didn't know many of those names right there. I know that we've heard them before, but they're not like
long-standing
guys that we've seen for 50 years.
Exactly, exactly. The Bluff is going to have the one thing they want to do. I know that we're talking about the line of scrimmage, guys, but I just glanced back over last week's stats, and I'm telling you, they're going to have to do some containing of some folks on the North Hall side. Between Alex Schliemann and Wyatt Tumlin, they had almost 450 yards of offense between those two guys.
Yeah.
I mean, including now, Tumlin, of course, had that 99-yard and 26-inches touchdown run that he took off on, which, by the way, was legit, folks. It wasn't anybody giving him anything. He was breaking tackles and all that kind of stuff. And then so Schliemann winds up with 220 yards passing, three touchdowns, Tumlin with 221 yards of rushing. And also Schliemann had carried the ball for 26 yards. So, yeah, right at 450 yards or thereabouts.
And, Gary, all of that with North Hall with over 100 yards of penalties, too. That's why that was so impressive, too.
Well, you know, when you got that kind of offense, it can overcome some of that stuff. But you can't count on that every night. And I know that's probably one of the things the North Hall coaching staff would like to tighten up tonight. But look at the – did you see the game that Parker Carlton had?
Oh, yeah.
48 yards rushing and a touchdown, 63 yards receiving a touchdown, six tackles, one for a loss, half a sack, two quarterback hurries and a pass breakup. You talk about your 48-minute man.
Yeah.
That's Parker Carlton right there. He's your dude. He's your utility guy. You know, like in the baseball world.
Yep.
You know, you got scouting, play everything as a utility guy. Parker Carlton, you play just about anywhere on this football field.
And that's your Swiss Army knife from that standpoint.
Captain's coming out on the field real quick. Malcolm Millsap for Cherokee Bluff along with Jackson Perkle, Brett Pierce, and Jacoby Giuliano for North Hall. You've got Parker Carlton, Walker Davis, Dalton Hulsey, and Mason McGill.
Let's see if we get the sounds there from midfield.
Referee holds his hand up. They'll start their march to midfield now.
Well, here we go.
I like how they go out. They've got four officials that walk, and then they kind of stand off like a security guard on either side behind them and on either end to make sure nobody gets in that huddle down there. Gary's allowed, of course, which we're blessed with that.
I just do it. Better to get forgiveness than ask permission sometimes, right?
Guys shaking their hands now.
Men, congratulations on being selected captains. You're the team leaders tonight. The word of the night is sportsmanship. We don't want any extracurricular crap tonight, all right? Play football. When the play's over, help each other up. Good sportsmanship. All right? Everybody got that tonight?
Sure.
Awesome. Cherokee Bluff, you're the visiting team. The GHSA is heads. The American flag is tails. You're gonna call it? I'm gonna flip it and let it hit the ground. What do you call?
Heads.
Heads is called.
Heads is called.
It is tails.
All right, so Brett Pierce calls heads, but it winds up tails.
From the clock. All right, put your backs to the clock.
So North Hall holds the ball.
Yep.
All right.
We're just about ready for some football, man.
Let's kick it off here on 97.5 Glory FM. Back to the kickoff after this.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical. 678-780-7251.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday Night Football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
From the Rec Yard, Jacob Giuliano, the kicking offer. The Bluff hits a pop-up. It's going to come down short. Number three, Kemp will take it at the 20, 25, trying to get a block. Got through to the 30, maybe the 32 before he's brought down. Two guys back there, Cole Cable and Ty Kemp. Kemp came down with it at the 20, got out to the 30. Oh, we'll call it the 31 and a half where they're going to spot it. North Hall will take over right there, first and 10.
Ethan Johnson, junior on the kick coverage team, grabbed him from behind, Joe, and rode him to the turf.
I kind of figure we're going to see a lot of gang tackling from both sides tonight, Gary, is what I'm looking at.
Well,
but who knows?
Cherokee Bluff comes out in a 4-3.
You got Sleeman back there with one man beside him. That's Carlton. Pitched over to Carlton. Goes to the far side. Trying to get outside 35, 40. Knocked out of bounds after the first down around the 42-yard line. Looked to be the 42-yard line. One of the coaches coming out giving instructions.
And we got a flag already.
Far side, Ethan Johnson.
It was close to the first down, but break it back.
Yep. Flags at the 40-yard line, not being an illegal block. Let's wait and see. A hold is what they're showing to start out with on the Trojans.
So it'll be 10 yep. yards from hold, the spot.
A holding from out there, so it'll push it back to the 30. It'll be first down and 12 now. And got to get to the 42 for the first down.
And he was almost there, Joe.
Yep. He was right at the 42 when he got pushed out of bounds. Might have been a yard shy, but that 10-yard holding penalty to push him back, it'll be first down still, but it will be 12 yards to go. Schliemann comes in at the quarterback. Kemp's going to be out wide. Cole Cable over here near to us. Ball's at the far hash mark. Got Dawson Gray, Cable, and Kemp all in a line together. Four wide outs, one on the far side. Gray in motion. Looks to this side. Throws it out here in a hurry to number eight to the quarterback slash receiver, Smith McGarvey. Smith gets up to the 34-and-a-half. Gets about almost 5 yards there. It'll be second down and about seven.
Smacked immediately by Jackson Perkle, yep. The 5'9", 170-pound DB. He's a junior.
I like how they're doing that, Gary. They're sending one long, one kind of short, and one to the other side to kind of totally mess up the defense a little bit. Gray out wide. Cole Cable on the inside track this time. Flag. Not their illegal procedure. Somebody moved on the line.
Pre-snap penalty.
So a 5-yard gain and two penalties. Five yep. yards will push it back to where it was. It'll be second down and 12 yards to go.
See a lot of these guys going both ways.
Yes.
Guys, we just mentioned Perkle on the tackle. He's also key running back for the Bluff this year.
Malcolm Millsap goes both ways, D-back and receiver for Coach Tommy Jones.
Eli Hamm over the ball is listed at 5'8", 220. He's the center for the Trojans and a key part of that offensive line.
Three wideouts, ball on the near hash mark. Schliemann with two backs. 10:56 in the quarter, one man in motion. That's going to be White tumbling. That throw to tumbling far side. That's and he gets it out there, almost got the first down. I don't see any yelling. Tumbling caught it around the 32 and sprinted to the spot at the 42 and a quarter and gets the first down for the Trojans.
Boy, as quick as that sun left them,
got
the
cool,
temperature dropped, and I mean substantially.
We are here at the Brickyard. Great pitch and great catch by White tumbling on the run. Caught it over that shoulder, tucked it, and took off and got a quick 10 yards for the first down. First and 10 at the 43 of North Hall. First quarter just underway here from the Brickyard. McGarvey in motion. Schliemann gets a handoff in the middle of Carlton. Carlton, Matt, I got a yard. Zero. Tony Rushing at defensive end. They can make a stop. Did right there. No gain on the carry. Second down and 10.
Rushing at 5'11", 190. One of the key cogs in the defense for the Bluff Bears. Mm-hmm.
And, Gary, you already see the difference between the 3-4 and the 4-3, how the Bluffs defensing the Trojans.
And I, when I was writing my my starters down, Mike, and I saw it was a 3-4, even though they played it last year, I thought he might go to a 4-3 with a running track attack, but he's sliding the backers, a five-man front right now defensively. McGarvey in motion, far side to the near side. Sleeman back, got pressure, going to sprint out. 40, 45, 50, got the first down, runs out of bounds, inside their territory down to their 42. Well, about a 13, 14-yard gain for the quarterback, Alex Sleeman.
Well, now, Sleeman, I think, read the defense that time,
yes,
Joe.
He
saw five, six guys on the line, and when they all came after him, they were converging on him, and he just turned the corner, and there was nobody there.
There's an RPO, they call it, Gary. Yep,
he was able to go out to the left side and went right down, basically got over to the numbers and sprinted for 14 yards for the first down. Ball's on the 42 of the Bears with just under 10 minutes here in the first. Sleeman back, one guy in motion, Carlton behind him. Passing right in the middle, complete the cable, the 30, the 25, the 20. One man finally drags him down to the 19. Number 21, Brock Hall makes the stop. Cable almost got away from him there, Gary.
Well, Cole Cable, we all know he's got that blazing 40-yard dash speed, and he turned it on then.
You know, Brock Hall is the son of Hall of Famer Brian Hall here at North Hall, who's the pastor at Chestnut Mountain Baptist Church.
One man out over here near us at the numbers. Ball's on the far hash mark. Three receivers. Allen in motion. Going to throw a little quick out on the far side. It's caught. He's going to get down inside the 15, so about a five-yard carry. Well, no, referee's standing at the 17. Let's see where they mark it. Oh, they're going to mark him inside the 15 down at about the 13-yard line. He got 6 yards on that, Gary.
Well, Brock Hall, I think, again, at the bottom of the pile there, so he's the guy that's reading the offense.
I think that was Parker Carlton that caught the pass and split out. They're running that little play out of the backfield quite nicely right now. 9 minutes exactly. Second and four, balls on the 13 of Cherokee Bluff. Three wideouts, one in tight. Going to hand off to Carlton. Carlton tried to sidestep. He does. Down to the 10, 8, 6 yard line. First down for the Trojan, first and goal at about the 6 1/4.
Finally ridden down by number 15, Ethan Johnson. But as you said, Joe, inside, actually, they don't spot it just a little bit inside the 7.
Mm-hmm.
By the 6 1/2 on the far side hash over there.
That's going to be fun to see Parker Carlton and along with Jackson Perkle run this football game.
Yes, it is. A lot of exciting right there. Last week, Parker with a big ball game. Jackson, of course, with a big ball game. Schleeman. Got a man on each side. Hands off to Parker again. 5-4-3 and knocked down with a crowd of white jerseys right there at about the 2 1/2.
Boy, somebody met him chest to chest, and then the rest of the Bluff defense just collapsed on him. He had a shot, he thought, at the end zone there until that just smacked him.
Yeah, it looked like Johnson was in there. Maybe number 7, Eric Johansson, maybe came in there. Then there was three or four more white jerseys piled in on top, pushing back.
Pierce over there. Pierce, the guy that made the call, one of the captains tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, at the 2.
Ty Kemp out. Cole Cable, only receiver. Don't see that much. He's wide out on the near side. Ball's on the far hash mark. Schleeman hands off to – no, he keeps it himself. Touchdown. Walks in the end zone. Untouched for a 2-yard touchdown. Alex Schleeman.
What a fake.
Great fake over there to Justin Allen and everybody big, Gary.
Everybody. I mean, he just strolled in there. In fact, he stuck his hand out.
Yep.
And held a football out like, I'm going to put this thing across the goal line right now. But nobody was going to catch him.
Nobody within five. It looked like 3, 4, 5 yards there.
Oh, no.
Walker Vining to attempt the extra point. Smith McGarvey will hold. Long snapper is Dawson Gray. Snap good. Oh, they're going for two. Throw it up. He's wide open. That is number 44, Dalton Hulsey, for a two-point conversion.
So it's 8-0 North Hall the first quarter.
All alone.
We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
After the penalties, it goes a 9-play, 70-yard scoring drive, ate up 4 minutes, 23 seconds off the clock.
Perkle, Haley, Perkle and Millsap back to catch. Walker Vining with a short, bounces one time up, Vining catches it at the 30 and gets tripped up about the 36. Bounced one time and number 7 took it right there for Cherokee Bluff. That's Eric Johansson, one of the up backs, and caught it, and he's going to be down at the 37. It'll be first and 10. For the Bears.
You know, Gary, it is something that these teams, everybody gets good field position now. It's like outside of the 30-yard line, it seems like now.
Yeah, and let's go back to the touchdown. I think the Bluff was expecting that counter that North Hall is so famous for. And so everybody bit on the fake to the back who would have been carrying it in the counter, and then it would let Schliemann wide open.
Now, stop him right there. Number 3, the quarterback, Cooper D, hands off to Brett Pierce. Brett. They spotted it at the 40. I thought he was at the 36. They spotted it at the 40, and he gets 2 on the carry, does Pierce. Second down and 8. I don't know why he got the extra 3 yards. I thought he was down explicitly at the 37, but they gave him some extras. Either way, a second down and 8. Cooper Dean back with two wideouts on the far side. One guy in motion, that's Pierce. Single back, going to hand off to 11. That's Perkle. Perkle around the far side, gets about 5 inside the 45. Down to about the 47. Third down and about 3. Perkle, one of the leading rushers for the Bears last year, expects to be this year.
And Joe, this is manageable third down and 3.
Yep. Perkle's a junior on the squad. Cooper Dean, a senior on the Bears team. 1-2 wideouts. Guy in a slot position. Got a tight end. One back. Now another back coming, or another receiver coming back out there. That'd be number 1, Cole Brooks. Didn't have him. We got a illegal procedure.
They're pointing at the bluff.
Yeah, 65. Then one of their big men got up early.
Oh boy, it changes things now. Third
Tanner
8.
Johnson. Yep, Tanner Johnson rocked back a little early, and they got him for movement. So that'll be third down and 8, as Mike said, back just inside the 42 with 6:20. Left here in the first quarter.
Look at number 63, guys. The center, Cam Moore, 6'2", 250. Last week against Appalachia, he graded 98% on
the
offense.
Four, 3 wideouts, 1 guy in motion. That's Millsap. Dean has it. Looking. Intercepted by Dalton Halsey at the 50, the 45, knocked out of bounds around the 42.
That was a wobbler. I don't know if somebody got a finger on it or he just didn't get a good grip on the football. But that just wild all over the place. And now
flag comes out late. Probably going to be a celebration penalty after the fact. The white hat threw it. It landed at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, he threw it about 80 meters high.
Yeah,
one thing we didn't mention, though, guys, mistakes like this, the turnover bug, who's going to get it first?
Well, and Dalton was wide open right there, Gary. I don't think anybody else could have caught it.
No, I mean, it looked like he was throwing it to him. Like I said, it came off of his hand funny. I don't know if somebody, after it came off, put a finger on it or not, but it was wobbling all over the place. And Dalton said, well, hey.
I'll take it.
All gifts appreciated, brother.
North Hall called for an unsportsmanlike on, I guess, on celebration after they caught it. Got knocked out of bounds, so that'll back them up from the spot that he ran out of bounds.
Still in Bluff territory.
Well.
Should be, shouldn't it?
It's going to be, if it goes 10 or 15, it's going to be back in North Hall territory because it was out at the 42.
Okay, that's right through it.
10, we put it at the 48 of North Hall,
yep.
And down inside the 45 at about the 43.
Yeah, folks, deeper on with it.
Yeah, that's where it's going to be.
That's one thing, you just can't float a pass like that in the middle of a crowd.
Exactly. And that's his first pass of the night. I'm sure he'll get better on it. All right, North Hall has the football. First down and 10. They lead it 8-0 inside 6 minutes. Schliemann with 2 guys back there on either side. 3 wideouts. Ball on the far hash mark. Schliemann in a shotgun. Puts McGarvey in motion. Circles around. Comes back towards us. Schliemann with a man coming. Got to run in the middle. He's not going to get anything. Good job right there by number 5, Connor Cox. And the other man was number
43. Brett Pierce.
Brett Pierce. So the two linebackers came in there. He thought he saw that opening like he did in the first possession there, Gary, but it didn't happen.
Oh, they closed it down. The linebackers. That time, Joe, they were in a 3-4. And so the linebackers converged when they saw the quarterback keeping the ball.
And, guys, one thing you did not see North Hall do last week was have TFLs.
Yeah. All right, number 69 just winning the game for North Hall, James Holloman. Or he, I think he swapped over to the center position. His Ham had to come out. Man's going to be back there. Pierce coming on him. He throws it high and over into the bench on the Cherokee Bluff and up into the stands on the far side.
One thing that Sean Pender was wary of, guys, was the fact of the blitz packages that the Bluff brings. And that time they had one coming.
Yep. Yeah, number 43 right there. Pierce was coming all after him.
Well, that's one thing when you're playing that 3-4, you know, your linebackers are free to move around a little bit. And if they see an opening, they may give them just carte blanche just to rush that hole. And that's what he did that time, put some pressure on him.
And back in after equipment adjustment. Third down and about 11, I'll call it. Ball's on the 42-yard line of North Hall. Looking to blitz. He backs off a little bit. McGarvey in motion. Looking to pass, got a man coming on. A little side right out of the backfield to Parker. Parker to 45, the 50. Then he got backs up a lot of flag, or a flag comes in from the side judge. Ball's down at the 49, a man now for Cherokee Bluff.
Well, one thing about the Bluff, when they tackle you, they bring a bunch of their buddies with them to help tackle.
Rushing with the man getting up late there, twitching an ankle, but he's okay. Personal foul. I'm not sure the fist is going to be against North Hall and back him up from the spot. And when it does, that's going to be a long third down possession. Now they got to get third and about 16.
That's two personal fouls, a procedure call, and a holding already in the first quarter.
And when you couple that with a pretty good defense by the Bluff, then you're working from behind the eight ball.
Exactly. 4:57, 8-0 Trojans.
But we've seen the big play capability of the Trojans, guys, on passing and running.
Yep.
With long third down here.
Sleeman comes back in, got plenty of time on the play clock. Well, it hadn't even started, has it? It's on 25. There it goes.
There you go.
It's running now. You got a couple of guys back there. Looks like Justin Allen or Adams back there with him. Three wide outs, one on the near side. Ball's at the far hash mark. Four wide outs, one on the inside. That's McGarvey. Throws it up, wobbler up top. Intercepted right there by number 8. Dylan Haley caught it going away at the 30. Now he's returning back. He's going to be almost to midfield. He is. Finally runs out of bounds at the 50-yard line. He threw that one up, did Schliemann pretty high, and Haley was the only one that could run under it, Gary. He caught it around the 29-yard line and sprinted back.
And lucky for the Trojans, Ty Kemp was there to force him out of bounds on the far side. Otherwise, and that would have been back to where they threw it from.
But back-to-back interceptions by Cherokee Bluff and North Hall.
Mike.
The Bears have the ball, buddy.
Yeah, each team with a turnover now, both interceptions. 4:14 in the quarter. Cherokee Bluff with the football. Ball is on the – are we going to have a penalty? Yeah, we're going to have a sideline warning on Cherokee Bluff. Now, it won't be a penalty on this one, but it will be the next one.
And think about it, it's a short sideline at Cherokee Bluff side, too, here at North Hall.
Exactly. Good point, Mike. It's hard to not get a sideline warning from that side because it is so tight with the bleachers and the baseball field. Bang, bang, bang right there beside you. Two wideouts, one on either side. A slot and one running back. Dean back there hands it off. Pitches it back to Dean. Dean, the flea flicker, throws it long. Got a man. Caught it. Knock a miss out for a 50-yard bomb. The flea flicker worked.
Absolutely. A 50-yard pass. On the
beautiful
flea flicker.
Beautiful right there. He threw it right out there where the only guy that could catch it was Malcolm Millsap, and he caught it with his fingertips, Gary.
He had to run under it.
Yes, he did.
He was really stretched out for a minute there. You wondered if he was going to be able to bring it in, but he did.
Long strides of Malcolm got him down there, and Tommy Jones hits back with a bomb. It's 8-6. So let's see what they do. Jacob Giuliano, number 11, Jackson Perkle will hold it. The left footer, Giuliano. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. It is plenty good. 8-7 is your score. North Hall with the lead.
And back aboard in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
EMC Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
I think this is going to be a lot of fun tonight, folks, after a flea-flicker play by Cherokee Bluff after the interception just like that. It's 8-7 North Hall in the first quarter.
And Cherokee Bluff will get ready to kick off again. That'll be their kicker, Giuliano. You'll have Linleaf and Cable, two Coles, back there for North Hall to receive. Here's the kick from the near hash mark, little squirber down the middle. Going to bounce again. The up back takes it at the 25. Coming to the near side, that's Ty Kemp, to the 35 and across to the 37. Ty Kemp came up and caught it after that second bounce. Came out in a hurry and got out to the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Trojans. North Hall will bring it out. You'll have Sleeman in the backfield. Nope, Smith McGarvey's going to come out now, guys. You got McGarvey. He'll have Carlton and Justin Allen back in the backfield with him. You'll have Cable and Kemp go to the far side. Ball's on the near hash mark. 3:58 in the quarter. 8-7 your score. North Hall with a one-point advantage. First quarter from the Rick Yard. Smith McGarvey, the left-hander, sends a man in motion. Comes back. Carlton going to get the handoff. Comes around the near side. The 40 up to the 42. Split between two guys. Number five going to get the tackle. Connor Cox, one of the backers, comes up along with Ethan Johnson, the cornerback, and makes a tackle, guys.
Cook had him around the ankle, Joe. Connor is a junior, 5'11", 180. A linebacker in that 3-4 scheme, sometimes 4-3.
We'll give him almost four. His second down and six, we'll call it. Long six, short seven, as Munson would say. 3:25 in running. McGarvey in the backfield. Two wideouts. McGarvey's going to keep it. Goes up there. They're going to read it perfectly. Only going to get one, maybe 2 yards out of it, up to about the 44, about a yard and a half. Smith led his man all the way out through there to Justin Allen and then tucked it himself, Gary, and took it up and got about 2 yards.
Hudson Davis, one of the down linemen, had him around the waist. And then, of course, the rest of the Bluff. But one thing about Cherokee Bluff is, like I said, they put a lot of people around the ball. They're good about gang tackling. They don't want to let you get one-on-one with just about anybody.
Ball Hawks, I think I've heard Coach Jones call it. Third down and five.
Kind of big here early on.
Four wideouts, three on the far side. Ball's basically in the middle of the field at the 44-yard line. Sleeman back in at quarterback. McGarvey's a wideout. No, he's not. He's out. Kind of out. North Hall called right there.
We'll take it with him. Back at 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
First quarter for North Hall. Trojans on top of the Cherokee Bluff Bears, 8-7.
North Hall has it. You got Sleeman in it back in the backfield. Carlton beside him. One wide out on the near side. Pitch out to Carlton. Carlton, no, that's going to be number 27. Wide tumbling. Tumbling across midfield. Had a big game last week. That time he gets about 10, Gary, across midfield to the 46.
Well, we know what he can do. If he gets in the open field, we especially know what he can do.
He had a big game last week with 200 yards rushing on the carries. And he got outside a nice little pitch from Alex out there to him. And he just took off around that end on the far side, up the numbers, and across the 50 to the 46, first down and 10 with 2 minutes exactly here in the first quarter.
Well, you don't want to give him a crack because he'll take it to the house.
Sleeman takes it back, looking to pass. Got a man open, Cable. Cable goes up, almost intercepted. Number 8, Dylan Haley, almost had his second. Cole and Haley both went up. They bumped, but no interference, and there wasn't one. That's a good no-call by the official. And he got tipped up, and Haley almost intercepted it.
I'm not sure which one we should call that, if there were two receivers out there or two defensive backs, because they both played a little bit of each.
Yeah, they did, trying to keep it away from one another.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They'll come in, and it is second down now and 10 yards to go. You'll have Dawson Gray in, Cole Cable in, Sleeman in at quarterback. You'll have Allen and White tumbling in the backfield. Allen kind of in a slot. They'll pitch to Tumbling. Tumbling cuts inside. 45, drug down from behind. Yeah, they got the flag. Oh, because Tumbling's hurt. He got him up high around the neck, and that's going to be almost
a horse collar
play. Horse collar. Hope he's all right because he came down holding the leg.
Oh, my.
Well, that was Brett Pierce. We've already called his name several times tonight.
Yeah.
One of those ball hawks for the Grizzlies.
Grabbed him right on the top of the back of the jersey there, pulled him down as he's trying to make a step. And hope it's nothing bad. They're checking on that left knee as we talk. Personal foul against Cherokee Bluff. It'll add the yardage and it'll have a first down.
Well, the team doctor, John Boxavanos,
immediately on
the spot out there. He's right out there and he's looking at that knee.
We'll say a quick prayer.
They're helping him up, so maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's just a little twist.
Walk under his own power, that'll be a relief. We'll see here. Coach Dr. Vox has got him on. He's not no weight or very little on that left leg. Hope he's all right.
He'll take him straight to the trainer's table there.
Yep, they sure will.
Yeah, V's got him under one arm, and one of the other trainers, I think, has got him under the other. So
not good.
Flowery Branch playing, is it Precise Central
tonight? Yes.
Branch is up 14-0 in the first quarter.
Got a college game tonight, too, don't we?
Yep. Tech in Colorado.
What time do they kick that thing off? Colorado.
I think it at 8, I think.
Okay.
First down and 10. Ball's on the Bluff 27-yard line. First and 10. North Forsyth Lanier tied at 3. Got Sleeman in the backfield with 2-3 wideouts. One guy in a slot. One guy beside him. That's Allen. Hand off to Allen. Allen with a hole across the 25, the 20. Look at him drive down to the 18-yard line.
He's a pretty low, big load, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Allen got low to the ground right there. He got 9 out of it. He's down to the 18. It'll be second and 1.
You know goodwill, Joe. North Hall got a little bit extra in right now, a little mad after seeing Tumlin get hurt.
Yep. You know they are.
Allen goes 200-plus.
Second down and 1. Sleeman with 2 backs, 2 wideouts, 1 on either side. Hand off again to Parker. Parker gets the first down, down to the 15, and he's pushed back. Maybe going to say the 16, but it'll be a first down at the 16-yard line for the Trojans.
Now, so far inside the red zone, North Hall's been in a lot of running so far. Let's see if they try to mix it up with the pass here.
Shades of the old wing tee, right?
Exactly. Exactly right. Jefferson on top of Clark Central 7-0 early on. Habersham on top of White 7-0 early on. Single setback. That's Carlton next to his quarterback on the right side. 3 wideouts. Fake going to throw it over this tie to Ty Kemp. Ty trying to get inside, but no. That defense for the Bears come up and swallow him up. They're going to give him credit to the 15, but I don't think he got that even.
Boy, they were just spinning off of blocks. Did you see that?
Yes,
they were
just
spinning off those blocks and getting to the ball area.
You're waiting on a blitz to take place by the Bears.
You say Jefferson's playing Clark Central?
Yes, sir.
When did you ever think you'd hear that?
There's the end of the first quarter, 8-7 North Hall.
And back to second quarter in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Second quarter about to begin. North Hall driving, leading by a point, 8-7 as we start the second quarter.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Ball is spotted right at the 15-yard line. Ball is going towards the Newfield house as we look at it. We got three wideouts for the Trojans. One of those, a new guy, Jack McCloskey, a wideout. Ty Kemp, Dawson Gray. Cole Cable on the far side. Sleeman, the quarterback. Sleeman got a man coming on him. Got to get rid of it. Oh, he almost got tackled. He throws it late. Complete. Dawson Gray came back. He caught it right at the 12-yard line. And a flag comes in late from the far side.
Connor Cook hit him immediately. But I tell you what, Sleeman did a wonderful job of evading the rush. He ducked under a would-be tackler. Just ducked under his arm and came up. And after he ducked, he threw that pass. So let's see what the flag is.
It could be a dead ball foul. Let's
talking
see.
To Eli Hamm, so it must. I'm thinking it might be on Cherokee Bluff right here. Ineligible receiver downfield, North Hall. And, yep, that's what it's going to be, an ineligible receiver on the Trojans. Now, I don't know who the ineligible receiver, unless it was a lineman.
Had to be.
Well, that's what happens.
Went down there a little too far.
Yeah, when you get that scrum going and your quarterback is running around trying to find receivers, and the linemen don't know exactly know where he is or what they're supposed to be doing.
And they're just trying to find somebody to block
that's
in that
right.
situation.
And now they're down,
too far down.
Yep, they're downfield, and that's when they get called.
Put back on the 20-yard line.
Yep, backs it up to the 20. It'll be a second down and 15. Second down and 14, really, for the Trojans. Just underway here in the second quarter. 8-7 Trojans. Sleeman brings them out. We've got Dawson Gray, in the backfield is Jacob Adams. Got Ty Kemp on the near side. One guy in motion going to hand off to Adams. Adams trying to get in the middle, number five. Connor Cox comes up there and pulls him down at the 18-yard line. Now, Connor Cook, excuse me.
Yeah, Cook, he's been very, very active already tonight. 5'11", 180 pounds, junior linebacker. And what do you get, Joe? Got two?
Yep.
Yeah, I got two. It's third down and 13. Short 13, long 12. Ty Kemp on the near side. Cole Cable going to the far side. Dawson Gray gets to be tight end position. Sleeman back. There he's got Jacob Adams in the backfield with him and Justin Allen in a slot position. Rolls to the near side, does Alex. Going to throw a lob in the corner out of the end zone. The pass was complete, but number three, Ty Kemp, was the intended receiver, but he was out of bounds when it came down.
Ethan Johnson, one of the defensive backs, was shadowing him step for step, foot by foot.
All right, let's see if North Hall goes for three, Gary.
Yeah, let's see. It'll be, if they go, a 35-yard field goal?
It should be, and number 21 would be our kicker. But there he is, Walker Vining going on the field now. The holder will be Smith McGarvey.
Now they're kicking a game ball.
Ball will be kicked from the 25, be a 35-yard attempt. The right foot kicker stands back. Good snap. The hole high, low kick. Going to get through there. No good. Off to the left.
Wide left.
10:36 remaining. 8-7 still. North Hall in the lead.
So the defense of the Bears holds up.
They'll take over the 20-yard line of their offense.
The snap was a little high, and Smith had to catch it on his right shoulder and pull it down. That might have caused him to kick it and miss it a little bit there, Gary.
Well, but it was in the middle of the field. That's what you want, you know, especially with a right-footed kicker, and he missed it left, so he just pulled it a little bit.
Cherokee
had
Bluff.
Plenty of distance.
Yep, Cherokee Bluff will bring it back out. You've got Dylan Haley, Malcolm Millsap to the near side. One guy's a slot. Dean's got one running back. He's going to hand it to Perkle. Perkle goes to the far side. He gets 5, 6, 7, 8. Knocked out of bounds around the 28-yard line. Parker Carlton got up slowly, but he's trotting off over to this side. He's calling for a man. He might have twisted an ankle or something, but he's coming off under his own power. The 13 for North Hall will come in. That's going to be Michael Donatelli at a linebacker position. Got 5. He ran out of bounds over there. Second down and 5. 10, 29 in the quarter. North Hall by a point. 8-7. Another new guy in the game for North Hall. We'll get him in a second. The handoff. Trying to come up the middle is Cherokee Bluffing to get about 2 or 3 right there. Tony Rushing on the carry. Defensive ends what we've seen most of the time, and he's also a running back. Rushing came in. The other guy for North Hall that came in was number 20, Hammond Bryant, at a linebacker position.
A freshman, Joe, 5'9", 150 pounds of him. That's, again, one of those Mighty Mouse linebackers they got.
Yep. 1, 2, 3 wideouts, guy in the slot. Flip-flops, running back to the other side. That's Rushing. Throws it right in the middle, complete. That time to number 8. Or is that Millsap? I think it was.
It was 8.
That was 8. That was Haley. Came across from the far side. Haley caught it and got the first down all the way down to the 37-yard line of Cherokee Bluff.
John Millar hit him right above the ankles. He fell forward for another yard or two. But he was open, Joe, right across the middle.
Cole Brooks, the slot guy, comes out. Dean with Perkle behind him. Got number 9. Huddy Kemp, one of the young Kemp boys in as a receiver on the near side. I think that's Landon's younger brother, Michael. No gain. Nathan clarifies. Huddy Kemp is the youngest of the Kemp boys from Cherokee Bluff.
Now Perkle stymied at the line of scrimmage that time.
Got nothing on that. It'll be second down and 10. Cam Moore comes up over the ball. 3 wideouts, 2 on the near side. Ball almost on the far hash mark. 8:47 in the quarter. Dean gets it, throws it over the middle. Almost intercepted. Threw it out in, way out in front of his receiver. The defensive back, number 5 for North Hall, Connor Harwood, dove and almost made the interception.
Yeah, it looked like the intended receiver kind of backed off a little bit, Joe. I don't know. Dylan Haley was the intended receiver. And when the ball went past him, he just kind of went, okay.
That's what I was kind of wondering. It looked like he might have slacked up or slowed up a little bit there.
That's what it looked like to me.
Third down and 10. Dean will take it with 3 wideouts. Looks to the far side, getting a little pressure, going to step up in the middle. Got to get away from a guy. He does. He gets 5 across the 40. And finally, he gets a host of green shirts, knocks him down at the 44-yard line. He'll be short of the first down by about 4 yards. They had a host of green jerseys take him down on the far side. One of those guys is number 60, Jacob Wright, defensive tackle.
Well, Cooper Dean is 6'3 and close to 200 pounds, so once he gets rolling, he's pretty tough to bring down, but they did bring him down and shy of the first. This will be the first punt of the night, won't it?
Yep, sure will. Jacob Giuliano back to kick. You got Kemp and Cole Cable back to catch it. They will kick it. End over end, going to come down. Cable dropped it. Cable dropped it. Who's on it? Cherokee Bluff is on the ball. Inside the 25 at the 24.
Number 21 rushes down there and recovers that fumble. Brock Hall.
Brock Hall.
And I tell you, came up out of the pile holding it high. The receiver, the intended punt returner, Joe, looked like he took a step or two before he had the ball good.
Yeah.
The same thing about back, like trying to run with the ball before you catch it in the pass.
Rocked back, came forward, bounced right off his chest, through his hands, boom, hit the ground. And you got to secure that rascal. You know that as well as anybody.
Well, and absolutely. And the other thing about that is the fact that an end-over-end punt like that is hard to handle.
Northall's second turnover.
Dane in the gun. Takes the snap. Hands off to the running back, which is Perkle. Around the 30, the 25, the 20. Walker Davis knocks him out of bounds inside the 20. Around the 19, he gets about five. It'll be second down and five. 7:44 in the quarter.
Bears looking for the lead. Last time Northall committed a turnover, they went that 50-yard flea flicker. That time going with Jackson Perkle.
Dane comes off the sideline after getting the play.
You know, at 6'3", he's got a good look at the field, doesn't he? Huh?
Yep.
And a high school kid at 6'3".
Gainesville over Westlake 14-0 in the first quarter. Dane back with three receivers, one guy in a slot, Perkle behind him. Going to take it, flip it to the far side to Millsap. Millsap, the 15, the 10, stiff arms a guy. No, what are they going to say?
He got, stepped out at the one or something.
No, he stepped out to three back there.
The
two officials got together before they signaled anything, which was good, and made sure, but he stepped out at the three as a North Hall defender. Harwood was pushing him to that direction.
Yeah, and Millsap made somebody miss, too, to get down
to
the three.
Had that right arm out there, stiff-arming the guy around the eight.
The old Heisman look, Joe.
Yep. First down and goal, ball's inside the five, down around the three-yard line. It is at the three. That's where they spot it with 7:34. You got one guy out wide on the far side. Setback, you got two of them. Hand off to the fullback, number five. He gets to the one.
Oh, he almost got in, and I think it was number 12, Parker Carlton. They just nailed him at about the one-yard line.
Connor Cook, seen him at linebacker tonight, comes in at the fullback and almost got the touchdown. He got to the one. Give him credit for 2 yards, maybe?
Yeah. I'll tell you, and Joe, that time they were in the old wing right eye formation with the quarterback under center. So the Bluff going old school when they got inside the five.
Second down and goal. Connor Dean going to get up under center again there, Gary. With an eye formation behind him, one wide out.
Cooper Buffalo, buddy.
Cooper Dean's going to take it and rolls into the end zone. And did he get it? Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Touchdown,
oh, yeah.
Cherokee Bluff.
So two turnovers for North Hall, two touchdowns for the Bears, and Cherokee Bluff now top 13-8.
Giuliano will come out and kick it again. He's going to spot it right in the middle of the field at the 10. So the extra point is basically 20 yards. That's on all of them unless there's a penalty. Ball spotted at three for the snap. They'll snap it to Perkle. Left-footed kicker Giuliano stands in. Snap, the hold, he puts it down. The kick is up on top of the old field house and good. 14-8 your score. Cherokee Bluff in the lead with 6:49.
And back more on Friday Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Back at North Hall, Cherokee Bluff coming back with 7-0 deficit now, like an 8-0 deficit now, leading 14-8.
The two Coles back to catch it, Lynn Leaf and Cable. Giuliano ready to kick. Ball to 40. He sends his kickoff team out to their spots. Be another pop-up, I'm sure. No, that was a line drive. Squib burner. It went between his legs. The back man has to pick it up as Cable. Cable's going to get racked at the 15-yard line. number 21 comes in and makes a tackle.
Brock Hall came down and popped him.
Brock's having a game so far.
Yes, he is.
Showing that speed that he's got in that lineage.
He came down in a hurry and tackled him up high, grabbed him, and basically knocked him off his feet right there at the 15. Wham! Now you've got McGarvey in the game. You've got Jacob Adams in the game, Justin Allen in the game, Gray at a wide out, Cable at a wide out, Kemp at a wide out.
Hall had about five tackles against Appalachia last week, and along with a bunch of his buddies also had a bunch of tackles last week. Brad's playing good defense.
McGarvey puts a man in motion, looks to roll out to the far side. The left-hander throws it in the middle, complete to Dawson Gray, I think. Yeah, they're going to say he caught it about a 12-yard gain down to the 28-yard line. First down and 10 for the Trojans.
That was a good snatch by Dalton. He just about had to pick that thing up off the turf.
Well, you're used to the ball coming out right-handed, and that one came out left-handed. A little bit different twist on it, obviously. Can't be going away from you. Good job by Dawson to cradle it and fall down, keep it in his belly.
Caught it about shin high, Joe.
Ball to 28, 6:22 on the clock. Cherokee Bluff by 6, 14-8. Smith McGarvey trying to roll out the far side. Got about three or four, got grabbed up high and towed it out of bounds. Let's see what we've got right there. And a couple of coaches over there. One of the players having to grab a Cherokee Bluff player, I guess, to keep him from doing something goofy. A 2-yard gain on that run by McGarvey.
Well, it's way too early in the game to get frustrations.
Exactly.
I mean, you got a long way to play, and you're only down by one score. So.
Yep.
In fact, if you score and kick the extra point, you're back on top.
Got three on it. Second down and 7. 1, 2, 3 wideouts. One running back with McGarvey. McGarvey's going to throw it to the near side to Kemp. Kemp across the 35, 38, down to about the 40-yard line. First down, give him about 10. First down for the Trojans.
That was Huddle Kemp coming in. Number 9.
No, that was 3. Ty that came in. Yeah, Huddle came in. Oh, and tackled him, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Huddle Kemp tackled him. He's a freshman.
And, Joe, you thought that Landon was going to be the last one for Bluff and Ty be the last one for North Hall, but here they got even more Kemps playing.
They got Noah and Huddy. There's maybe the last two, both of them young guys. I'll give you a little history here in a second about a team, that two teams down in middle Georgia. First down and 10, balls at the 40. 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Looks like that Allen might be a little confused. Now he's ready. McGarvey going to throw it in a hurry to Kai Kemp. Ty across the 40, trying to rake it out across the 45 to the 47.
Good job, Russell, by
Ty Kemp right there.
Well, they threw it to the short side of the field, Joe, and he just ran out of room.
Got out. They're going to spot him at the 48 and give him 8 yards on that one. This one, to give a little history, I got Northside Warner Robins and Warner Robins, the second largest game I've ever seen in my life. When I was at Georgia College, I went home for a weekend to watch this game. Standing room only at Warner Robins. Warner Robins is leading Northside 8-0. There was 12,000 people there, and that was at 6 o'clock, an hour and a half before game time. So it was crazy time in Warner Robins. Second and 2. McGarvey across the 50. Got the first down. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He got out. Run a guy. He does. Touchdown, North Hall. No laundry on the field.
That's a 52-yard scamper by McGarvey, who showed some speed once he turned that corner.
I think everybody thought he was going to come up there tight the way the defense was playing that time, Gary, because once he got by the first wave, he was gone.
Well, that's the problem. You know, we talked about Cherokee Bluff with their blitz package. When you bring a bunch of people, there's nobody left in the secondary to make a play once somebody breaks through the line of scrimmage and gets behind that first wave. And that's exactly what McGarvey did, 52 yards to the house.
And showing that baseball speed, Joe.
Yes, he is. 14 all. Walker biting with the kick. Extra point attempt is up, and it is right through there, 15-14 with 4:07 North Hall leads it.
And we're back with more in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Nothing left of the old ball game, guys. 15-14, North Hall in the second quarter.
Walker Vining back to kick it. Two guys deep, Millsap and looks like Haley. There's a kick, little short one. It's going to go come down at the 10 and go out of bounds at the 15, so it'll come to the 25.
35,
be first and 10 for the Bears.
Joe,
right,
that was a five-play, 85-yard scoring drive for North Hall, that 52-yard run by McGarvey.
The receiving team that time, Joe, was just waiting to see it bounce out of bounds to get that good field position to the 35, and North Hall was coming hard.
Yeah, they were.
That was, no, of course, it's a live ball. But they let it go out of bounds, and that was.
If it's close to the sideline, I think all the coaches teach these receivers now, hey, let it bounce once to see if it's going to go out of bounds, and especially on turf.
And it did.
First down, balls at the 35. Bluff with the basketball. Huh? A little early there. Cooper Dean with one man behind him. That's Perkle. Perkle gets it. Oh, he stopped in the backfield. Number 34 comes in there and makes a huge stop.
Hunter Robertson.
Hunter, one of the defensive ends, comes up and makes the stop. He grabbed him. He lost about half a yard to a yard there, didn't he?
5'9", 190. Hunter just nailed him as soon as he got the ball.
Read that one perfect as he came off the side there. Swap a couple of guys in and out. Huddy Kemp comes back in. Rice Fontenot goes out along with Joe Hanson. 1-2-3 wide out. Some Millsap in motion. Throwing it. Complete on the far side. Got it to Haley. Haley got tackled after about a two-yard gain. They tried to do a little misdirection right there with, it looked like Millsap running in front of him. Haley caught it at his ankles there, Gary.
Yeah, and Walker Davis came in and slung him down. I thought for a minute, Joey played it on the hop. It was that close to the turf. Yeah, I mean, it was way down there.
I was kind of like you. I thought that the same thing, that it probably bounced up. Give him about 3 yards. It's third down with 4 yards. Third down and six now. Ball's on the 39-yard line. Cooper Dean gets it. Back to pass. Now he's going to run. They grab him. Two, three guys. Knock him down right there at the 42-yard line.
You know, he stuck a hand out and almost raised up and saw a receiver. But by that time, he had about five guys from North Hall either on him or coming.
Yep. Dawson Reed finished him off. One of the defensive tackles.
Brings up fourth down again.
Jacob Wright in on it. Lost two. Is fourth down and eight. Let's see if they punt again. They did a while ago when it was shorter yardage.
You got to now, Joe. Yeah,
2:17. North Hall by one. 15-14. The two Coles out on the field. Linleaf and Cable.
And don't forget the last time they punted, what happened.
Yep. Ty Kemp instead of Linleaf. There's the punt. The left footer hits it high.
Oh, wow.
High in the air, fair catch call. He dropped it again. He's got to get on it. He did, I think.
Yeah, he did.
That was Cole Cable. He caught it, or he didn't care. Went right through his hands, bounced at the 25, rolled to the 20, and he falls on it with an ever present of the white jerseys right there on him.
Well, that was a rainmaker right there.
Yes,
it was
so
high, and the Cable might have just lost it for a minute. Sometimes, you know, it's like feeling on those high pop flies, Joe. It should be a cinch, but sometimes it's not.
The North Hall got two timeouts in the rest of first half.
154, 79 yards from pay dirt for the Trojans. They lead it by one.
About a 42-yard punt.
Gets it up in the air. I tell you what, that's a good thing. Three wideouts. Guy coming to this side, gets it to Smith McGarvey. Smith catches it at the 28, across the 30 to the 32. 31 there, so it'll be, it should be a first down after they spot it. He gets 10 on it. First down for the Trojans. 1:45. The clock is running.
That was Brock Hall again.
They've got a two-minute drill they have here, Joe.
I'm going to stop it right there, and let's see what they're stopping. We're going to put time back on the clock, I think. The White Hat is talking to him up there.
Let's just stop the first down.
They're going to. Well, it's supposed to stop till I think they get if they if it came out of bounds. Yeah, they moved 1:47, so they moved it all the way back up. If it's out of bounds, it doesn't start till the next snap anyway.
Correct.
This has turned into one that we thought it was going to be. You got number 6 team and number 8 team are at one poll. I think they're both ranked number 8. Battle of the top 10. It's been a good one.
Three wideouts, one in the slot. Throw it to the far side. McGarvey again. The 45, the 40, or 35, 40, and out across the 40 to the 42. Got a first down.
And they pinched him up against the sidelines there.
Yep.
They're just playing some center field right now, Joe. They don't want to give up the home run.
Yeah, two plays, two first downs for Northall.
That's another reception by McGarvey, who can catch it just as well as he can throw it.
Bring it back out there. You got Sleeman back in the game now. You got Allen behind him. One, two, three, four wideouts. Back to pass is Sleeman. Stands, throws it right on. Complete! Right on the middle of the gray. Across the 45, down to the 41. First down for the Trojans.
Cole Brooks on the stop. You know, they may be giving them just a little too much cushion, Joe.
Yeah.
Because the last couple of passes have been pretty open.
They have been pretty open right there. The guys are hitting their zones, and they're pretty nicely, too, on the receiving end. First down and 10, balls at the 41 of Cherokee Bluff. 1:23 and running here in the quarter.
North Hall would like nothing better than come in here.
Timeout.
It's
going to be called by Cherokee Bluff right there.
We'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute. North Hall 15, Cherokee Bluff 14 on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Back here at the Brickyard, 1:18 left here in the half. 15-14 Trojans, they have the ball on 42 of Bluff. Sleeman with all kinds of time, throws it deep over the head of a streaking Ty Kemp down the sideline. It'd been awful close if he'd have caught it. He'd been really close to the sideline there.
Yeah, he probably would have carried him out of bounds, but you'd been in a lot better shape.
Oh, yeah. Inside the 20 if he catches it.
Well, 1:11 left in the half. Both teams with both timeouts left, so in case you're wondering about that, that's where you stand.
Yep. Both teams have two each. Paul would love to capitalize on this right here and score right before the half to give him a little bit of a cushion.
And the Bluff gets the ball coming out of half.
Coming out, exactly. Second down and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts, one in the backfield. Ball's almost on the near hash mark. Sleeman with one back. Sleeman, one man coming on him. He's got a run. He's going to get sacked. Back at the 50-yard line. Huge job by Rushkin.
Connor Cook.
Wow.
First sack of the ball game.
They came on him in a hurry, too, Gary, and he didn't have any help.
Yep. Oh, well, and two, that was probably part of that blitz package, Joe, but it might have been part of a coverage sack, too. He was looking, didn't have anybody he could throw it to, so he just ate it and took the sack.
It's about a 9-yard loss. It'll be third down and 19.
And clock's still running, too.
Clock's down at 40 seconds. You got Sleeman in the game. You got Adams going out for receiving on the far side. You got Ty Kemp on the near side. Four wide outs. Sleeman back, looking, throwing for Kemp. Kemp over the top. Complete. Down inside the 10. Touchdown, Trojans.
Oh, they got one.
Wow.
Wow, they just about stole that one right there. I mean, they earned it, but, man, a 50-yard pass. Another big play for the Trojans.
Alex threw that one right over the top in beautiful placement right to Ty Kemp. He slides away. They try an ankle tackle back there. Ty tiptoes out of it and gets the touchdown. Wow, what a play. We thought we'd see some big plays, and we've seen several already, gentlemen.
Both teams with 50-yard touchdown passes in the first half.
Walker Vining. Snapper is Dawson Gray. The holder is McGarvey. The kick is up by Vining, and it is good. 22-14 with 20 seconds left here in the first half.
Back one more time out the first half in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Got it.
Back here at the Brickyard, 22-14. Kemp or Vining Squibber right down the middle. One of the up back takes it at the 28. Goes right through the middle, and it'll be knocked down at the 42-yard line. The up back took it right there. That was number 44 for them.
Well, Joe, on the other end, the North Hall drive again after a near disaster. Ooh. After Cole Cable fumbled the punt. But then North Hall got the ball, drove it down quickly, and then that 50-yard bomb from Sleeman to Kemp.
And it threw it perfectly, Gary. I don't think you could have timed that one or thrown it any better for him to pitch and catch right there.
Absolutely. They've only had one short scoring. That was by Schliemann on a 2-yard run. Mm-hmm. The other two have been big. Yep. 52-yard run by Smith McGarvey, and then that 50-yard pass from Schliemann to Ty Kemp. We've got one of the Buff guys down.
Ethan Johnson down right now. They're checking his lower leg. The trainer for Cherokee Bluff and Cody Northall trainer out checking on him right now. Looks like it's down his lower leg. I don't know if he got wrapped up under somebody or what happened right there.
Man, you hate to see this.
I hate to see any kids go down, period. It's a hard game, Gary. Mike, you guys both played it. I got to watch it all those years. But any time you could step a certain way and get hit, and then, you twist an ankle or a knee or something.
Yeah, and there's kids are so fast now, and they're so big, and they're so strong. I mean, when they hit you like a freight train. You know, there have been times when people – told their kids, man, you might be able to play in the NFL, but I really don't want you to.
And if you're off balance the least little bit, that doesn't help it any. If you're off balance, you can twist something that you don't know is going to happen.
Well, there's nothing in a knee. There are no muscles in a knee. It's just cartilage and bone, you know. And there's nothing really to support it once it gets going one way or the other.
A little bit long of a break right here as they talk and talk and talk. I think that was Billy Wells, Principal Billy Wells comes out. And chats with them and seeing what they're going to do. Tommy Jones.
They're going to get John Boxavano.
Coach Boxavano is going to come out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dr. V.
Yeah. That's not good.
Anytime Dr. V has to come out, we all kind of go, ugh.
Yes, every time.
Yeah. Well, he knows his way around me, I'll tell you that.
He's well known for what he does, and he does a fantastic job of it. But you just hate to see him come out on the court, on the floor, whatever. You know,
well, he kind of knows his stuff.
And go ahead and tell him too. He's taking his talents to a new level. He and his wife Sherry are going to open up a Greek restaurant in town.
Yeah, I told him I'm going to have to come eat with him. I like Greek food.
I have to go have a.
He had to explain it to me. I don't know what it even is. So
that's
a lot of lamb and veggies and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'll try to catch up on a couple of scores while we're waiting here. Rome over Carrollton. I know it has nothing to do with us. Gainesville still over Westlake 14-0. Sliding on down here trying to find some more local ones.
I'll tell you, the Elephants defense has really done a great job all season long.
Branch over Flies Forsyth Central, still 14-0. North Forsyth Lanier 3-3.
We did have East Jackson over Donaldson County last time. We heard 9-0. Lumpkin County over Hart County 7-0. That was back in the first quarter.
Jackson County over Tequila 10-3.
I think that's
now it's halftime. Nathan tells you about Lumpkin and Hart County.
I just looked over at the tent, Mike, and I think that's Tumlin leaning on crutches now. He's not grimacing like in any pain or anything, but I think he's done.
That could be season ending right there, Gary.
I hope not.
I hope not too.
Jefferson up 14-0. More trainer back going out there.
You know, when I used to do play-by-play for Clark Central over in Athens, and they were like the highest classification in the state at that time was AAA.
Branch winning, what'd you say, Nathan?
21-7.
21-7.
And that's over Forsyth Central.
Habersham still on top of what? 28-0 now, Gainesville over Westlake. And more folks coming out to check on them.
Yeah.
I think Gainesville will give up 7 points so far in their first three games, Joe.
And that defense.
They are lined with D1 and D2 players. I mean, come on.
Yeah. 23-7 East Jackson
over Dawson County. They are for real over in Commerce at East Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, when I would do that for Clark Central, then I would go back and watch Jefferson play, and it was like watching from a college to watching a middle school team play or something like that. That was the difference in the size and the number of athletes they had. Who'd ever thought you'd have Jefferson and Clark Central playing, and Jefferson be the
I think they're going to get the cart, guys, if y'all want to take a break right here.
It will do. Let's take a timeout, Nathan. We're back in 1 minute. North Hall 22, Cherokee Bluff 14 on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
I think that's Tumlin's got an air cat.
Back here at the Brickyard. They're going over to get the cart. It looks like they're putting an air cast on the player. And I believe that player was Ethan Johnson, number 15. It's down. The team's on both sides. Very good sportsmanship. All down on one knee. Thank you, gentlemen, for both sides doing that. I saw a game, some highlights on Instagram the other day where one team did not. They kept coaching them up on the side instead of going down to a knee out of respect for the injured player. So thank you, gentlemen, on both sides of the field for doing that.
Well, you got Tumlin out for North Hall. Now you got Johnson out for the Bluffs. So two players that were seeing a lot of action tonight.
Gary, you say that the Wyatt's also got an air cast on or not?
Looks like it's some kind of one of those long
sleeve type things.
It's got the fasteners on it, the Velcro and all. That looks like that's Tumlin. He's leaning on crutches right now.
Well, see, but Ethan's got to be serious. He'll be going to Northeast Georgia Medical Center, it looks like.
Well, if they find the cart, I think they're still looking
for
the cart.
So, again, be praying for him.
Where's the ambulance?
That's my question, too, Gary. They've got to be calling an ambulance.
Well, the ambulance is sitting down next to the field house down there, the old field house, and they would use it.
Well, you think the EMTs would be
bringing a gurney or something.
Not until they call them. That's kind of the protocol on that, which.
Well, they're right there, though.
Well, it's kind of a hush over the crowd right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's really spoiled things. Two injuries in the first half. Forget about the score right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we talk about injuries there, Mike, and I was looking at scores there a few minutes ago, looking at them again, and one of the teams that was supposed to be vying for a state championship in the highest classification Grayson lost their quarterback earlier this week.
Oh, man.
And they're behind 10-3 from the team from Florida, it looks like.
Okay, here comes your Gator.
Yep, there comes the Gator. That's what I was waiting on to come out.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I can speak from personal experience that when the adrenaline wears off and that knee starts to stiffen up tonight, that is going to be a painful situation.
And there was no, just understand, folks listening in, no maliciousness at all.
No.
He just, boom, the football, he got hit, boom, he fell to the ground, twisted something as it happened. And they're going to, a couple of coaches and a trainer are going to help him onto the cart. One of the dads for North Hall helps in that endeavor to get him off the cart there.
Well, let's hope it's just for this game that he's
yes.
going to be
absolutely.
Lost.
Both of them, both Ethan and with Wyatt.
Looks like dad out there with him.
Yeah, a lot of applause.
He's riding off the cart now.
For both sides. I mean, that's
just encouragement.
About high school sports, you know. This is one of the pure forms of athletics left. These kids, for the most part, they're not going to be playing at the next level or any NIL money or, you know, going to college or pros. They just play because they love to play football. And you ought to be in good sports about things like that. Cause
right.
Because the other guy across from you, he's probably just playing it because he likes football too.
Yeah, exactly. Just enjoys it. All right, 15 seconds left. First down and 10. Ball's at the 41 of Cherokee Bluff.
Well, do you chunk it or do you just sit on it?
You got four wideouts. Let's see what Cooper Dean does right here. Dean in a shotgun. Takes it. Rolls out to the far side. The right-hander stops. Looks. Man coming on. Lost him. They throw it up top. They got a reception on the far side. Fontenot grabs it. First down at the North Hall 40.
Gary, I thought about go back to last year's FCA game. Remember Tommy told me, hey, we're having fun, guys. Let's go ahead and just air it out.
Yep.
And he did a good job of getting away from would-be tacklers. He has a lot of pressure on it.
He did.
I'm kind of impressed with that by Dean.
Thought I had a guy on him right there. Looked like Hunter Robertson was fixing to pull him down. He was able to duck under, get away from him, and throw a good ball out there.
And Joe's point was, too, I don't think Tommy Jones is going to take a knee in that kind of situation. Go ahead and go for it, guys.
That's right. He got part of it right there. He's down at the 38 of North Hall, 6 seconds left. Here in the first half.
Well, you kind of got to go for the home run unless you get it and call a timeout really fast.
Yep.
They still got two.
Four wideouts, throw to the far side to Millsap. Millsap inside the 30, runs out of bounds.
2 seconds.
Got one time for one more play. They'll send everybody deep, maybe a short one. That was Haley. Haley called it at the 30, got to the 32, got the first down. It'll be first and 10 at the North Hall 28.
And everybody goes deep.
Can they throw a bomb right here? No, they're going to try a field goal, guys. That'll be a 45-yarder.
You keep wondering what that 1 point that they got on that conversion would mean in this game. So they're gonna see.
High snap, kick is up. It's long enough. Is it gonna be there?
I think
that's good. Yes, sir. 45-yarder by Jacob Giuliano at the end of the half. 22-17.
And that's a great way to end the first half. After the injury to Johnson to get that scoring drive. And comes with a 45-yard field goal to end things here in the first half. And it's 22-17 Trojans at halftime.
Coach, this one's kind of living up to the hype here. I mean, this is two good football teams.
Yeah, it's a tough one right here. And we just got to keep battling. We losing a couple key backs didn't help us.
No, it's a one of the things that kind of marred the first half with people getting a counterpunch kind of thing. Last man.
Yeah, that's what this game is. It lives up to the hype, don't it?
That does. All right, Coach, thank you.
All right, that's Coach Sean Pender talking with Gary Glenn here to end the first half of play. As the teams go into the locker room, Cherokee Bluff will get the ball to start the second half at halftime here at Lynn Cottrell Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall. It is North Hall 22 and Cherokee Bluff 17. Coming up next is the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the Northall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at Lynn Cottrell Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall, Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you here on 97.5 Glory FM. And what a game we've got. Two top 10 teams here in Hall County battling, to say the least, here at halftime. Both teams undefeated going into this game. Cherokee Bluff 2-0, North Hall 1-0. North Hall on top, 22-17 at halftime. We'll start things off, Joe, but look at all the stats. There were a lot of yardage in the first half.
Yeah, a lot of yardage in the first half. Scoring plays, Mike, I'll go with that first. You had a Sleeman scored it on a two-yard run. Hulsey, and then we had a pass from McGarvey to Dalton Hulsey to get the two-point conversion goal plate. Nothing in Cherokee Bluff answered right back. 50-yard pass from Cooper Dean down to Millsap for a touchdown, and Juliana got the kick, made it 8-7. That was a first quarter score. North Hall scored 14 in the second quarter, but Cherokee Bluff scored first with Dean, a one-yard one, and the kick by Juliana made it 14-8. North Hall came back. McGarvey, a 52-yard run, Vining kick, made it 15-14. Then Ty Kemp, a 50-yard pass from Alex Sleeman, and the Vining kick made it 22-14. And then Juliana hit a 45-yard field goal as time expired to make it 22-17. Now, offensively for the two teams, Cherokee Bluff, six first downs. They 11 for 27 on rushes, 6 of 8 on passes with interception. Passing yards, 633 total yards. North Hall, 15 first downs, 17 rushes, 114 yards, 13 out of 18 passing the ball with an interception, 173 passing yards, 287 total yards against a pretty good Cherokee Bluff defense. North Hall has two fumbles, lost one of them, 6 penalties for 50 yards, and then Cherokee Bluff has had 2 punts for 33 yards average and had 2 penalties for 20 yards. For North Hall, carrying the ball, Parker Carlton, 6 carries, 25 yards. Sleeman, 4 for 7. McGarvey, 3 for 56. Long was 52, got a TD. Sleeman, the TD. Tumbling, 2 for 15, 11 his longest. 1 for 9 was Justin Allen. 1 for 2 is Jacob Adam. Sleeman, 10 for 13, 143, interception and a touchdown. McGarvey, 3 for 3 for 30 yards. Receiving, McGarvey, 3 for 26. That's probably with the biggest surprise for me. I knew they were going to use him some, but he's caught 3 nice balls tonight. Wyatt Tumbling caught 1 for 13. Cole Cable, 1 for 23. Ty Camp, 1 for 6. They didn't get that one at the end. Ty caught another one. Caught 5 for 70. four is what he's caught. 50 yards is long. Dawson Gray, 2 for 30. Other side of the ball, Jackson Perkle, 6 for 17 running. Tony Rushen, 1 for 2. Dean, 3 for 6. And Connor Cook, 1 for 2. Cooper Dean, 6 of 8, 106 yards, 1 TD, 1 interception. Malcolm Millsap, 2 receptions, 61 yards, 50-yard touchdown reception. Dylan Haley, 3 for 24. And Bryce Fontenot, 1 for 21. Those are your stats here at the half, Michael.
The halftime score, North Hall 22 and Cherokee Bluff 17. After this timeout, recap, and you'll hear the highlights of the first half after this timeout as you're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
And back here at North Hall, time to relive what happened in the first half of play. We're just joining us here. If you missed a great first half, North Hall leading 22-17. Scoring again on North Hall's first position. They won the toss, and they elected to receive. Drove the ball 70 yards on 9 plays, which culminated in a short run by Alex Schliemann.
Schliemann hands off to, no, he keeps it himself. Touchdown, walks in the end zone, untouched for a 2-yard touchdown. Alex Schliemann.
What a fake.
They complete a 2-point PAT, surprising everybody on the PAT. North Hall led 8-0 at that point. Then the two teams exchanged interceptions. And as soon as Cherokee Bluff got the interception from Alex Schliemann, a 1-play drive that went 50 yards to the TD.
A slot, one running back. Dean back there, hands it off, pitches it back to Dean. Dean, the flea flicker, throws it long, got a man, caught it, Malcolm Millsap for a 50-yard bomb. The flea flicker worked.
They get the PAT, and North Hall led 8-7 after the first quarter of play. Then in the second quarter of play, North Hall was driving once again and had another big run by their quarterback.
Second and 2. McGarvey across the 50, got the first down, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20. He got to outrun a guy. He does. Touchdown, North Hall. No laundry on the field.
PAT made it 15-7 at that point. But then here come the Bluff back to make it a 1-point game again.
Cooper Dean's going to take it and rolls into the end zone. And did he get it? Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Touchdown,
oh, yeah.
Cherokee Bluff.
Oh, a short run there by Cooper Dean completing that drive for the Bears because they had just recovered a fumble on a muff punt by Cole Cable. And so two first half turnovers end up being two touchdowns for Cherokee Bluff. It's 15-14 after the PAT. Then North Hall with another long play. This time they get a 50-yard touchdown pass.
You got Ty Kemp on the near side. Four wide outs. Sleeman back looking. Throwing for Kemp. Kemp over the top. Complete. Down inside the 10. Touchdown. Trojans.
Oh, they got one.
They made it 22-7 after the PAT. Back at 22-14, I should say, after the PAT. And then we've had a rough first half. Wyatt Tumman went down early with an injury on his knee, and then there at the very end of the first half of play, Ethan Johnson goes down, had a long delay because of an injury that he suffered. They had to cart him off the field with the Gator, and then it was Bluff driving downfield with three quick plays, setting things up for the last play of the first half on a 45-yard field goal. And that's how things ended in the first half of play. 22-17, the score here at halftime. Bears get the football to start the second half. Next week, North Hall and Cherokee Bluff are back in action with the Bears at home. Trojans on the road will be at East Hall for the renewal of the long-time rivalry between East Hall and North Hall, while Cherokee Bluff plays at home down at Yonah Field, and they'll go up against the Habersham Central Raiders who are leading White County here at halftime. Joe's got some scores around the area, Joe.
Yeah, first off, I'll give you a couple of college scores once my phone connects back up. Colorado leads Tech 7-0 late in the first quarter. And a big surprise is our buddy Ron Poole tells me from Winston-Salem, Wake Forest leads Kennesaw State at the half, Mike, but only by a point, 7-6.
New coach at Kennesaw State. You're their Conference USA now, and that's a big surprise.
That is a big one right there. I'll give you the high school scores that go down through here. And it'll take me a second to find local scores because I've got them from all over the state on this. You got Gainesville Westlake 28-0.
That should be at halftime now.
Yeah, it probably is. Let's see.
Now let Nathan talk to me, dear, through my headset if you got any scores.
Flowery Branch 28-7 over Forsyth Central in the third quarter. North Forsyth Lanier is still showing first quarter. I know that's further along than that. Luella 14-0 over Commerce at the half. Jackson County 10-3 over Decula. That's in the second quarter. Seconder 22-15 over Mountain View in the third quarter.
East Forsyth over Wanda Barrow, Joe, 7-0 at halftime. I'm sorry, 6-0, pardon me.
Sliding on down my list here, Michael.
So got Lakeview on top of Towns County, 20-10.
Jefferson over Clark Central, third quarter, 21-3. You're showing Hab Central over White County, 14-3 in the third quarter. Madison County over Loganville, third quarter, 23-7.
East Jackson over Dawson County right now, 23-7.
And I'm coming to the bottom of my list. I think that's all of the local. Don't have anything from Stevens County.
How about you got anything from Chesty West Hall yet, Nathan? May not have anything.
Yes, Chesty 42, West Hall 21 in the third quarter.
Wow, a shootout there between Stuart Cunningham's War Eagles and Nagy Lions Spartans. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yep, and the others are still back in the first quarter showing on my scoreboard.
Well, I know East Hall is going to defeat Johnson tonight again. We'll be with you next Friday night from East Hall Stadium with the Vikings taking on North Hall. Joe's going to have the day off, and filling for him going to be the voice of Georgia State. Dave Cohen will join his partner there on the Cotton side. We'll have him on the high school side next week. Harper LaBelle and Dave Cohen, the voice of Georgia State, will join us at the play-by-play in color. I'll be with them in the booth. Gary, of course, is always on the sidelines as we'll bring you East Hall and North Hall coming up next Friday, starting with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show at 7:05. Kickoff will be at 7:30. We've got much more for you on the United Community Halftime Report here on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
97.5 Glory FM is WDTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
It is Friday Night Football in North Georgia, and Joe just told me something I just love seeing. For the class of 1975, two Hall of Famers, the Hall of Fame first class of 2023 here at North Hall. The Major League Baseball player, Jody Davis, and then the man who will be inducted here on September 19th, the Hall of Famer, longtime boys basketball coach, and was a part of the 75 basketball team with Jody Davis, Greg Williams. He is here, former principal at West Hall High School, and has done so much in education here in the Hall County area. Two deserving men from that standpoint. 50 years ago, back in June of this year, Joe, we celebrated our 50th anniversary of graduating from this place. And I tell you what, time has flown by.
Yeah, and it's fun to see a lot of these old guys. One of my guys, Tim Bennett, is down here, and you know, I was talking about Daryl Smallwood down there to play ball with you guys coming through. Tommy Edge, who was a year younger than me, was down there hanging out. You know, it's really fun to see a lot of the alumni come back and see these games. Of course, you and I, alumni of North Hall, but we've known Tommy Jones forever, it seems like. And, you know, seeing these guys come back and watch the game, and they're visiting their friends as much as watching the game. But that's a really cool aspect of high school football on Friday night.
No doubt about it. Again, we mentioned the Hall of Fame class. September 19th, homecoming here at North Hall. We'll be here to broadcast that game between White County and North Hall. That was my homecoming game back in 1974, that fall. And Jody was on the team for a short time as a sort of a second quarterback on the team with Tim Garner back in the day. But we'll have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. This is second class, and, boy, there are some special names here, this Hall of Fame class, including the late Jim Lofton, who turned things around here with the football team at North Hall.
Yes.
He came here in 1987 and coached into the 1990s. Also, you'll have Greg Williams, who I mentioned from that standpoint. Ronnie Hulsey, who is the all-time leading scorer of the basketball team, he'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Just to give you an idea of a couple of people, I mentioned Jody was inducted back in 2023, and a man I mentioned earlier who was inducted in 2023 from the basketball team, Brian Hall, who's now the pastor at Chestnut Mountain Baptist Church, and his son Brock Hall doing a great job this evening for Cherokee Bluff.
Yep. Marie Faulkner will also be inducted this year, posthumously.
Yep.
Girls basketball coach here for a few years and went on to coach at Lumpkin and had a really good career. And, her son, Chris, now coaching at Lumpkin, and grandson getting played down at Georgia Tech now.
Getting him played coming up this evening against Colorado. We hear the horn in the background. That means we get ready for the start of the second half of the third quarter. You've been tuned to the United Community Halftime Report.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
And back on Friday Night Football in North Georgia, Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Mike Warford with you, getting ready for the second half. Before we do, Joe mentioned the late Marie Faulkner, who's being inducted into the Hall of Fame class in 2025 here, class number two. I want you to say a prayer, if you would, please, for a former head coach who's in poor health, Kenny Adams, Ace Adams, as we call him, has been having some health issues. So remember him. He should be also, Joe, I think, in the Hall of Fame here at North O.
I would agree with that. He took the girls' basketball program, went from when it was the 6-on-6, if you will, back to when it was 5-on-5, and good transition. Won a couple, if I'm not mistaken, of Lanierland tournaments.
Sure did.
And really had some good players. Your sister won all of them through the years, and
yep,
had several college players going through his program. That's the horn to start the second half. North Hall will come out. They'll be kicking off. Vining will be kicking off. And back is Millsap and Haley to receive for Cherokee Bluff.
Again, 22-17 North Hall to start the second half of play.
It's been kind of a war so far, hasn't it?
It has, back and forth. You know, we had a couple of big, three or four big plays. And look, everybody's coming in tight. The furthest guy's at the 21. See what's Vining going to kick it, try to kick it by everybody. And Haley's going to take it right there at the – oh, he stepped – no, he didn't step. And it goes to the far side. He's hitting, and we got a flag. Come back from the umpire. He's going to fall at the 20. Finally knocks him down right there at the 21. Thought he stepped out of bounds around the 17, yeah. Gary.
Yeah, well, he was over there tightrope in the sidelines. I don't know if he did or not, but they let him keep running.
He ran back towards the middle of the field, and the white hat's going to tell us what the penalty is. Looks like it's going to be on Cherokee Bluff.
That's probably a hold or an illegal block.
Illegal block is what they're showing out there against Cherokee Bluff. It'll back it up 10 yards inside the 10 now as the umpire totes it on back there to the 7. It looks like that's where he'll set it down. It'll be first down and 10 to start the second half for the Bears. Cooper Dean, the quarterback. One running back, that's Jackson Perkle. Two wide outs, both on the far side. One guy in a slot on the near side. Dean takes the snap, hands off to Perkle. Perkle trying to get through the line. Stacks him up right around the 6 right there. Nothing going on. A lot of pushing going on. Good job by the umpire to jump in there between a white jersey and green jersey to make sure nothing weird happens.
And he's knocked him all the way back in the end zone, but he's going to get forward progress.
Yep.
Well, Joe, if you remember, he gave his instructions You flip the coin, basically telling the guys to behave tonight.
Exactly. And they do that every time. Sometimes you got to put a little bit more emphasis in some of these rival games, if you will.
Yeah, the forward progress was about 6 inches.
Second down, 10. Same setup, except the receivers one on each side this time. North Hall in 4-3, going to throw it to the far side. Bounced it up there. One hopper. The intended receiver was Haley on the far side. Had a defender on over there. Looked to be Harwood, I think. That was close to it.
Well, you got to know when to throw it hard and when to do it, put some touch on it. I think that one should have been a little bit higher and a little bit harder.
Yeah, I agree. I think he would have had to throw a BB to him that time to hit him right in the chest, especially if you're going to get any forward progress, because the ball was on the throw to about the 10, which is only 2 yards.
Well, now you're at your own 7, so you're trying to get some room at least if you have to punt it.
Exactly. Third down, 10. Dean with a man in motion near hash mark. Takes the snap, rolls to this side, goes back to the other side, handoff, got through one set. That was Millsap, got across the 10 to about the 13-yard line, but well short of the first down.
That's about all they're going to get is a little bit of room for their punter, Joe. That one was a little counter. He went one way and went back. The running back went back the other.
Trying to catch him off guard right there at the line of scrimmage where he gets some room and really couldn't shoot through there. He got about 5, maybe 6, fourth down and 4. Giuliano will come back in to kick. Kemp and Cable back. Giuliano, the left footer, gets it high in the air again. Man, he kicks it up there high. He'll take it. Woo, that was close again. He had a man Ryan Odie. Ty Kemp takes it right there at the 45-yard line of Cherokee Bluff.
About a 32-yard punt on that one.
I wouldn't mind having that. I wouldn't mind having that weapon right there. Would you, Gary, as high as he gets it up?
Oh, he's got plenty of time for his coverage to catch up to the punt, that's for sure.
Those guys were right on him that time when he got down there, too.
Oh, yeah, he had no chance to return. He had to call a fair catch. You know, what you got to do is make sure, Joe, that you don't interfere with the fair catch, too. And they didn't. They let him catch it.
First and 10, balls on the Bluff 45, best field position by either team on the evening, 10:23 in the quarter. Schliemann hands off to the running back. He's going to get down to the 41. That is number Jacob Adams, number 22. Across the 42 down to the 41-yard line. Give him 4, second down and 6 for the Trojans. Trojans lead it 22-17.
And the Bluff with that field goal trying to negate that one-point advantage they had on the conversion. Because, you know, it always is in the back of your mind, is this going to come back?
Exactly.
Is it going to do it? Or it could mean everything or it could mean nothing.
Schliemann back, 3 wideouts, 1 guy in a slot. Going to hand off to Adams again. Adams across the 40, the 35, the 30, and driving down to the 27-yard line. Wow, where did Jacob Adams come from? Didn't you see that hole he hit right there in the middle?
Yeah, he just suddenly blasted through there, and he's not a big guy at all.
But he got that hole. He was pitching on the line of scrimmage.
Nick Mason McGill coming up a little gimpy there, but he's up walking.
Adams, Joe, is listed at 5'7", 138. You heard me, a 138.
I think I was that in the fourth grade, and then I stopped growing other than being chunky.
I think that was Brock Hall that finally. No,
on first down to the 27. Schliemann going to throw it this time. Got a man, threw it right over. Almost intercepted by their number one that time. He almost picked it off. That was Cole Brooks.
Well, they got Millsap now playing some defense, Joe.
Yep.
The play previous to that, he was the one that broke down and tackled the North Hall running back.
Mm-hmm.
But, Joe, watch it here. They're going almost pass, run. Let's see what they do here.
Flipping it back and forth. We'll spin. We got McGarvey and Cable splitting out to the far side. Balls on the near hash mark. Ty Kemp on this side. Dawson Gray in a slot position. Adams at the running back. Schliemann, quarterback, takes the snap. Looking to pass. Looking. Got a man, Gray, right there at the 21. Guy got that far. He's down to the 21, I believe it is.
Yeah, right here.
Gets about 4 or 5 yards. It'll be third down. And about 4.
I had a good look at that one. We were all skipping out of the way. He's right here on the sideline.
What'd the fans see there?
The fans saw something, but I didn't see a flag. I don't know what happened out there. Big number 71, Henry Weaver, came off the field. I don't know if his helmet came off after the play or what happened.
Third down.
Well, they're in field goal range if nothing else.
Wake Porter in on the line right there. The complete over to McGarvey. McGarvey at the 15, down to the 13, first down.
Finally forced out of bounds on the far side by Cole Brooks, but not before McGarvey got the first down, so the Trojans are still cooking here.
There's nice, that third down conversion.
Nice pass by Sleeman. McGarvey caught that beautiful hands over there by the receiver that time to grab that one.
That was a good answer for the Trojans, though. I mean, the Bluff had all kinds of momentum with that big, long 45-yard field goal by Giovanni, and then they come out and they go, the Dorfall defense forces the Bluff to go three and out. And now they're back here knocking on the door.
Hold them down there to nothing and get a short field, if you will. Ball's 45. First and 10 down to 15. One man in motion. Sleeman back. Got pressure. Going to have to run. Gets away from one guy to the 15 to the 14 before he's wrapped up. Alex wound up having to dive in there. Number 7 knocks him down. That's Eric Johansson. Good to see him back in the game.
6'1", 205, and 43. Also Pierce, who's been in maybe a half a tackle for Pierce again tonight. He's been really, really active. He was the guy that was one of the team captains.
And Joe, just flashback. You know, Alex Sleeman does not mind running, even after that injury last year when he got hit, remember?
Yep. Timeout on the field, and it looks like it's going to be Cherokee Bluff calling the timeout.
We'll take it with him. We're back in 1 minute. 22-17 Trojans on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Back here. The Brickyard, Sleeman takes the handoff, and we got a flag. Going to have illegal procedure on the Trojans. And that snap came back to McGarvey. We thought it was going to be a full, or I thought it was going to be a full timeout. Both teams went to their benches. Evidently, it was a quick water break.
It was quick, too.
Just, 30 seconds, and Trojan teams trotted out there. We came back just as they snapped it, and that illegal procedure pushing back 5. Second down, 15, balls at the 19-yard line.
Trojans also got in a little bit of a hurry there.
Yeah, they did. McGarvey is the quarterback now. You've got McCluskey and Ty Kemp on this side. Dawson Gray, Cole Cable on the far side. Adams is your running back next to McGarvey. McGarvey has it, the left-hander back. Got time. Got a holding over there as a lineman lays it on the line. Yeah, it's a touchdown, but it's going to come back because number 73 was laying on top of a defender. So it's going to come back with a hole.
Well, and that's good news for the Bluff. But what bad news for the Bluff is he was all by himself in the end zone. I mean, there was nobody within 10 yards of him.
McCloskey's the one that caught it. As Gary said, wide open. Nobody within 15 yards of him. Luckily for the Bluff, the defense, the offensive lineman wound up laying on top of the defensive lineman.
That would have been Jack's first touchdown to Trojan, too, Joe.
Great route right to him. Beautiful pass by Smith, but all for naught on the penalty. Now they can get a first down at right inside the 5. The ball is spotted at the 29. So it's second and 24.
Basically, the Bluff is playing like a 3-4-4, but the North Hall receivers are still finding routes within that. With that many people back there, you'd think they might be able to cover the pass a little better.
Well, you'd think so. Wonder if they're just kind of disguising something. Kemp.
Now they're in a 4
Cole on this side. Gray on the far side. One set back. Going to hand off to that back. Adams tried to squirt through and nothing. He got tripped up and got about 2 or 3 maybe.
Now third down, Joe.
Yep. Now that was Adams again. Third down and long.
That was Cook at the bottom of the pile again. He's got a lot of tackles tonight, too.
Been active. Been tripping him up, grabbing around the waist, doing a good job.
You got third and 25.
There's been run, pass. You'd think it would be a pass on this one with a third and long.
Well, they just can't let anybody get behind the secondary that far. I mean, if you're the Bluff.
McGarvey comes over here as a receiver. Sleeman back in the game. 4 wide outs. Adams next on the left side of Sleeman. Sleeman back to pass. Got a little bit of time. Steps up. Throws a bullet. Oh, in and out of the hands of Dawson Gray. Would have been well short of the first down. That might have been a little bit closer for an attempted field goal right there.
But now you're talking about a long field goal now.
Oh, yeah. Even if you tried it, you're looking at a 55-yarder. from the time it's put down. Well, 45-yarder, excuse me.
Yeah. Well, you're either going to try it again or you're just going to pooch it.
Yeah.
Try to put them in the again, them in the corner over
again,
there.
Bluff hit one to end the first half at this distance. Let's see what North Hall does. Don't know if Walker's got that kind of leg.
It'd be a 45-yarder. And they are not going to attempt
They're
that.
They're going to go for it. You got Schleiman back. Four wideouts, three on the near side. Schleiman out to this side. Got a man chasing. Better throw it. He does. Up in the end zone. Got a man. Touchdown, Trojan.
Oh, you could see that. Oh, Joe, wow. See that. Kemp went to the sidelines, ran down the sideline, and across just behind the defensive back. He knew, Kemp knew where that defensive back was.
And he fooled the defensive back just enough to have him beat by 2 yards. And another beautiful pass by Alex Schleiman threw it right on the money, right to Ty Kemp for the touchdown.
We're talking about a highlight film type play there, buddy.
The extra point by Vining. Snap the hole by McGarvey. The kick is up, and it is good. 29-17 with 7:20 left in the third quarter.
With a four-down conversion for the touchdown. Back in 1 minute from North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schleiman, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon? Receiving an inheritance? Selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schleiman Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
It's called Explosive Plays this ball game. North on up by 2 scores.
29-17, 7:20 left in the third quarter from the Brickyard. Walker Vining kicks off from the 40. Ha! Pretty good deep kick. Going to come down inside the 10 at the 9. One set back as Perkle. Perkle gets tripped up. I think the turf muster came up because he fell, and a Trojan landed on top of him right there at the 21.
Well, it was on the kick coverage team. Connor Cook came blowing down there and hit him at the shins and knocked him that far, Joe, and that's when he fell down and somebody else fell on top of him. But give Cook credit on the kick coverage team. He went blitzing down there.
East Jackson on top of Dawson County, 30-7 in the third quarter. Chesapeake still up, doubled up on West Hall, 42-21 in the third. East Hall, 49-6 over Johnson. First down and 10, ball's at the 20, just outside the 20. Cooper Dean will take it. Hands off to Perkle. Perkle, nothing going on right there. The defense for North Hall swallowed him at the 21. Big number 60 right there, Jacob Wright, was the lead man on that tackle, along with Dawson Reed.
Robbie Lee also, he had him around the waist and kind of got spun around. But, you know, you slow him down. The job of the defensive line, the defensive down lineman, if you can't make the tackle, you slow him down, let your linebackers come on.
6:49 in the quarter. 1-2-3 wideouts, ball in the middle of the field. Dean looking to this side, trying to get it to Haley. He does. Haley got away from one guy, 35 out to the 40. Dawson Hulsey from the linebacker position had to come over and make the tackle at the 40-yard line, got the first down for the Bears.
Well, it is imperative for the Bears to come away with points on this drive.
Yeah, they need to get something, at least three, I would think, out of it, Gary.
You don't need to go 3 scores now, yep. Not for sure.
First at the 40.
Got to get the running game, too, going, Joe.
Yep. Pickens over Gilmer, 28-14 in the third quarter. First down at the 40, at their own 40. Dean with three wideouts, hands off to the back. That's rushing across the 44 to the 46, it looks like. Just across the 45, got 5 yards, second down and 5. Morgan County on top of Oconee County, 14-7.
That's a big game.
Yep. They bring it up. Second down is 7. Dean with 1, 2, 3 wideouts. You've got Kemp and Cole Brooks on the near side. Ball throw it to the far side to Haley. Haley, and he's run out of bounds. Nope, one guy missed him, and another guy had to come up and get him. Flag comes out of there late. And I think that's going to be a
15.
Unsportsmanlike on North Hall on the far side. Didn't need to happen. He was down.
Nope.
You know, if you stand over him and look at him, that's just kind of goofy. Why do you do that? The official's talking about it right at the 50-yard line. Here comes the white hat. He'll come back across and tell us what's going on.
Mark it down to the 35 of North Hall.
Yep. Dead ball. Personal foul on North Hall. That's their second personal foul of the night, if I remember. So I'm going to muck it down.
At least
15,
two.
Third.
The third one. Muck some 15 more yards to the 35. It'll be first down and 10 for the Bears.
Well,
Franklin County over Banks County, 17-0. Coaching change over there last week. And
Mark Holler's a new coach at Banks County.
See how that
happened quick, didn't it?
Yeah, real quick. First down at the 35. Cherokee Bluff with 3 wideouts in the slot. Rushing behind his quarterback. Gets across the 40, the 35. Still driving down to the 30, down to the 25.
That was a heck of a run by Rushing right there. Heck of a rush by Rushing.
Wow, Rushing did a super job. He got 11 yards and a big first down for Cherokee Bluff, fellas.
And he dragged about 4 North Trojans with him the last 3 yards.
Yep. Wesley and over Elbert County, 14-0.
All right. How about that?
Oglethorpe County team beat East Hall last week, beating Washington Wilkes 21-6. First down at the 25, just inside it. Dean, now we're going to have a timeout called. This is a timeout for sure by Cherokee Bluff.
And we'll take it with him. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
After the timeout, the Bears are rolling.
Bears have it first and 10 at their 25. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts, far hash mark. Dean to pass. Now he's going to run. Whoa, the ball came out. A running back picked it up. That's Rushing. Johnny on the spot, if you call him. He lost 4 yards as the ball got stripped out, and Rushing was right there, Gary, to pick it up off the carpet.
Yeah, they're lucky they only got a 4-yard loss. Ooh. It could have been a turnover.
Rushing might have had the wind knocked out of him. He's laying down there, yeah. Official timeout.
They just punched it out of the hands of the quarterback.
Remember a couple years ago, guys, when they had one taken out of their hands here at North Hall?
Yep.
That's what kind of game this can be at times.
Well, you've seen that more and more where they're learning to poke it and poke it and poke it, and sometimes it might just loosen up where I can grab it and take it away from you.
Oh, they probably do that in drills now.
I'm sure.
Sure. Like tip drills used to be, Gary.
Cooper Dean just had it punched out, and they were tackling him, and it bounced up to Rushing, and they smacked him, and now they're kind of massaging the ankle of Rushing, but he's running off on his own power. Probably just tweaked it just a little
bit.
Well,
he picked it up and had his head down as he was going up through there, and he got racked pretty good right there to 27 or 28. They have about a 3-yard loss. Second down and 13 now. 4:33 left in the third quarter. North Hall leads it by 12, 29-17. Gary, from my standpoint, I know you're on the field, but we've got a beautiful night for football tonight.
Absolutely.
Dean with 1-2-3 wide outs, one guy in a slot. Ball right in the middle of the field on this one. Perkle back in it, running back. Going to fake to Perkle, keep it himself. Defense will come on, going to run. Dean throws it at the last second, got a man open. Touchdown!
I think that's
in
a touchdown,
the corner.
Yeah.
Number nine, I think it was.
Yep. Kept his legs in, kept his feet in, Joe. Huddy
Kemp, the youngest one.
Wow.
Yeah, a little Huddy snuck in there behind the defense and caught that one for a Bears touchdown.
Dean to Kemp.
How
Isn't
about
that,
that
something?
Landon caught a couple in his day. Now Huddy's going to learn, get started off with his early in the season.
You know, imagine the big smile on Jeremy's face right now.
I remember Jeremy and Mama sitting over there grinning from ear to ear. There's the extra point. The temp is up on top of the old field house. It's good. 29-24. North Hall leads it with 4:08.
We got much more for you after this timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
So Cherokee Bluff kicks off. They had that big touchdown. They definitely need it here in the third quarter.
They'll come out. Giuliano will do the kicking. You've got Cable and Kemp back. It's a squibber right down the middle. Kemp will take it on the last hop at the 18, the 25. No, that's Lindley. Lindley across the 28 out to about the 28. He got hit hard right there. Number four, Cole Lindley back in, took it on the second hop. And brought it back out to about the 20, almost, Nozzle football will be at the 29.
Again, the Kemp cousins both getting touchdowns for their respective teams this evening.
Oh, you got a different ball game now, fellas.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. 5-point game with 4 minutes left here in the third.
Can the Bears maybe get a three and out finally?
Slot, one running back to the left of Sleeman. Three wideouts, ball on the far hash mark. Sleeman throws to this side. Complete to McGarvey. McGarvey got ankle tackled, a beautiful tackle by 21, Brock Hall.
Well, what a combination, Joe, you got between the two quarterbacks there with Sleeman to McGarvey.
Mm-hmm. They both done a good job throwing the ball and running the ball tonight. Brock caught a jam finger that time. Mikey's flopping that left hand like, ooh, that hurt a little bit.
But, you know, he did a good job. He wrapped up both legs.
Yes, he did.
Sometimes when you make that leg tackle, if you just hit one, the other guy can – wiggle around and get away from him, but he had both legs and took him to the ground. Yeah, he's kind of
– he got five out of it, so that's second down and five for the Trojans.
Kind of massaging that hand a little bit, though, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Four wide outs. Sleeman back, got all kinds of time. Throws it deep in the middle to Kemp. Kemp, he got it at the 25, 20, 15, 5. Touchdown, Trojans!
Well, that's the way you answer that.
Wow.
Just
from the
34-yard
line, a 66. Wow. Kemp has got behind the guys three times now, and he did the same thing there, Gary. He got behind him and got the long touchdown from Alex.
Well, that is awareness of where you are as a receiver and where the defense is. And he was just breaking open down the middle, and Schliemann did a great job of hitting him in stride, and Kemp just outraced everybody. Nobody had a chance to catch him.
That surprised me. I didn't think they'd go that deep or go deep that quick, and thought they'd try to get on down the field some. There's the extra point by binding us up. And it's good, 36-24 with 3:13 left in the third.
And we have much more still to come here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time.
Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Partners we have here at 97.5 Glory FM, I highly recommend that you really take care of all your needs and go to our sponsors here at 97.5 Glory FM.
Vining, Walker Vining back to kick for the Trojans, spots it at the 40. Nice high kick again, kicks this one over here to Haney. Haley dropped it on the ground inside the 10. Lots of green jerseys. He tries to come up the middle and makes it back out to about the 13. That went through his hands twice. He couldn't find it.
Just a killer. That's just a killer right there. You know, you all of a sudden, man, you're feeling good about yourself. You're within five, and then you give up the long home run, and then you fumble the kickoff.
Yep. Gary, I mentioned when I was talking to Tommy Jones, getting ready for game plan, about momentum. He said how much he can play, especially in the second half.
Momentum, you lose a little concentration and you can't. You got to concentrate on every play something like this.
Although the line play has been important, it has been the play or the lack of play by the secondaries that's really played into this one.
First down and 10, ball inside the 15, barely. At the 14 is where it's marked. Cooper Dean with the back, Perkle, hands off to Perkle. Perkle trying to go around the far side and can't do anything. A flag comes in, I think, on the far side. He didn't gain anything. He lost about a yard right there on that, it looked like to me. And let's see what the flag's going to be about. Parker Carlton will come out.
Could it be against North Hall again?
Sean Penner didn't look happy. Let's see.
Could be another personal foul.
Let's see here. Parker's going to go back out now. They're walking towards Cherokee Bluff, fellas, so whatever it was. No, now they're pointing towards North Hall. Now he's walking the wrong direction. Yeah, okay. Now the referee got him turned around, the white hat, said, Mr. Ump, you got to go the other direction, baby. It's a five-yard penalty, whatever it was, against North Hall. So 3 minutes left is 36-24. First down and five for Cherokee Bluff. Now, Bears.
But what would that be, Ron Poole? You got me on that one on the defensive side. This is holding.
I didn't see a.
That's still 10 yards.
Yeah, I didn't see a flag, so it might have been offside. I don't know. They throw it to the far side, a quick out to Haley. Haley got the first down, rolling, and gets about 8 more yards after the catch. Out near the 30.
Well, what kind of job he's done tonight, Joe, catching the football.
Dylan Haley's done a fantastic job down there, Gary, catching the football.
So first down for the Bears.
Jacob Wright will go back out. First down for the Bears. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line. 2:37 remaining here in the third quarter.
And trailing 36-24.
Back to 12.
Three wideouts. Dean takes it, hands off to rushing across the 30 out to about the 34. A little hand fighting back here between two guys. Referee steps in there. Stop that, Connor Hardwood and receiver. They stopped pretty quick, realizing the pass wasn't coming. Thank goodness.
And Dalton Hulsey helped up the running back that time. A little sportsmanship there.
Kennesaw State has taken a 9-7 lead in the middle of the third over Wake Forest.
Hootie hootie. Go Owls.
Got anything from Tech in Colorado yet?
7-0 early on, Colorado.
Tech was favored in that one, by the way.
There they go. Cooper going to throw it downfield. He got him on the far side. He's going to get about 11 yards before he's taken out of bounds.
They got to watch. That was close to being a late hit up there.
Yes, it was. Bro. Number one, Cole Brooks. Nice catch over there on the far side. Ridden out of bounds and tackled hard out of bounds. So I'm kind of like Gary. Got to be careful not get a pick up a cheap flag right there.
Well, he had him on the sidelines, and he was taking him down. So that's where he got the consideration by the official over there. But that's awful close.
First and 10 at the 42 now. 1:55 in the quarter. Dean back, three wideouts. Ball's on the far hash mark. Dean hands off to Perkle. Perkle got tripped up after about a two-yard gain. Tripped forward to about the 43. That'll be second down and seven.
That's Michael Donatelli who tripped him up, all 5'4" of him, 170 pounds. So he's built kind of short and low to the ground.
He's a fire hydrant or spark plug.
There you go. Yep. Where's lucky number 13? Taylor Swift would be happy.
You know, I heard that a judge aborted that
proposal
because Kelsey didn't go all the way down on one knee.
That's right. I heard that, too. I thought that was pretty clever.
Second and about seven. Ball's on about the 45. Dean back to pass from the far hash mark. Throws a bullet behind his receiver. Malcolm Millsap was wide open, but he threw it behind him.
Yeah, and he actually got a hand on that. Yeah. How in the world did he get a hand on that thing?
He was looking back and stuck that right arm back, and he hit off that right hand. If he had thrown out in front of him, now he'd have got clobbered, but he'd had the first down.
Yeah, he would.
Joe, you mentioned a spark plug a moment ago. On September 19th, a spark plug being inducted to the Hall of Fame. Former quarterback and everything here at North Hall, Andrew Smith.
Yep, little Andrew.
Well, if anybody deserves to be in the Hall of Fame at North Hall, it's Andrew Smith.
Yes, sir. The players on the sideline, Kane Newton trying to get the crowd into it. It is third and about seven. Throw it across the middle, complete to Millsap. Millsap going to have the first down inside the 40 around the 38.
Boy.
Though the ball came out and the flag goes up. I don't know what the flag's for.
Oh,
North Hall recovered the ball.
He was down.
Yeah, he was down easy. So yeah, I don't know why the umpire was right on top of it, which was good.
Noah Kemp, Braylon Thompson rode him down from behind, but he was definitely on the ground. Let's see whether somebody in there scrapping a little bit.
Yep, umpire talking to the referee. And possession-wise, the umpire stands behind the defense. The referee stands behind the offense. For those folks that don't know, that's going to be a dead ball foul. Personal foul. Oh, that one's on Cherokee Bluff.
Ooh, how about that?
So it's going to be complete. And a first down, but they're going to back it up back across the 50 to the Cherokee Bluff 47.
You got to wonder if he said the magic word, Joe.
They may have. You never know.
He might have taken exception to being taken down from behind by two people and hit hard.
Yep.
But that's football.
That's football, exactly.
This is a rough game played by rough people.
First down at the 47. 58 seconds left, North Hall by 12. Dean takes the snap. Fakes it, pumps one time, rolls to this side, throws it sidearm over here to Brooks. Brooks caught it. He's brought down by the top of the jersey on his left side.
But
and brought down at the 50.
Joe, what a job, though, by Cooper Dean. The percentage passing tonight
yep.
been very effective.
Been Carlton, very nice.
Carlton and Davis combining on that one. Carlton had him first, Joe, wouldn't let him go, had him by the shirt.
Did a nice job of holding on right there because he was trying to squirm away from it.
Did a nice job of holding on to the football, too.
Flyer Branch over Forsyth Central, 38-7. That's a final.
Big win for the Branch.
Yep.
It's number two, first home game.
Second down, 6 yards to go. Ball just across the 50. Dean Fake, go to Millsap on the reverse. Down the 50, the 45, the 40, first down and knocked out of bounds.
They might have missed a block in the back over there, but maybe not. I thought I saw somebody coming on, but doesn't matter what I see.
And, Joe, you love this. Hopefully during the final score tonight between 11 and midnight, I'll be talking with assistant coach John Thompson of Flyer Branch.
Is that my buddy, John?
That's our buddy.
I heard you call the name last week, and I wondered if that was
yep.
my little buddy, John.
That's him.
Good deal. So if you do, tell him Joe said hello.
John has moved on from West Hall then, huh?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. He's kind of coached around everywhere.
Yes, he has.
Alma mater, head coach at Burtmar for a couple of years.
Good guy.
And coach with Michael Perry at Gainesville.
Yes, he did. First down, balls to 38. 4 seconds left in the quarter. Dean takes the snap. Hands off to Perkle right up the middle. Perkle squirms around, gets down to the 35, the 34, and there's the end of your third quarter. North Hall leads it by 12.
36-24, North Hall back in the fourth quarter in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Just a bit. We got 12 minutes to go here from North Hall. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Mike Warford with you with Friday Night Football in North Georgia, 36-24 North Hall.
And I was remiss in saying when we started tonight, folks, North Hall all in green, tops, bottoms, white numbers, and black helmets with a silver Trojan. Cherokee Bluff all in white, tops to bottoms and helmets with the big purple numbers. Right, just almost on this hash mark. Bean with three wide outs and one setback. Bean rolls to the other side. Oh, out of the backfield. Number five catches it. He's going to get about 10, and he's racked down on the far side. Connor Cook.
I tell you, Joe, Dean did a great job of selling that.
Didn't he, though? Yes.
To everybody in the defensive backfield bit on the what they thought was going to be a run, a sweep or something or around the left side, and then he went back the other way.
Joe, it reminds me 2 weeks ago when Bluff defeated Lumpkin County. Big fourth quarter for the Bears.
Yep, 36-24, 12-point game by the Trojans right now with 11:30 left. Dean throws it to the near side. Got a receiver. That's Huddy. Huddy catches it down to the 21. Number 9, Huddy Kemp, a freshman, showing out there.
And one of those little linebackers, I think, made the stop. Buddy Clark, all 5'7" of him.
Well, we talk about some big guys always, it seems like he's, but we talk about a lot of little guys, I'll call them, little small guys in stature.
No, I told Coach last week, I called them the Mighty Mouse Brigade. He says they're midgets, but I said Mighty Mouse sounds a little better than midgets.
Second down in about six. Dean going to hand it off to Perkle. Perkle cuts inside, but one of those guys came up and racked him right there at the 21.
And they have keyed on him all night, Joe.
Yes, they have. Is that big Dawson Reed? Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's Clark again.
Clark again got him, okay. Didn't get anything on that one. He's at the 21. Give him about a yard. It'll be third down and five.
And Reed might have been over there. Now, he is definitely not a little guy, Dawson Reed, at 6'3", 235.
But the Bears need six guys.
Got that quarter moon over there now, guys.
Yep.
Got out from behind the clouds.
Supposed to cloud up tomorrow, rain south of us. Have a great Labor Day weekend. There's a snap to Dean, looking to pass. Doesn't step much. Oh, in and out of the hands.
Too open.
Of the receiver, Cook. Yeah, he was wide open on that.
He put his hands up in front of his face, Joe, and it just bounced off his hands.
Boom. Didn't see it. Jefferson over Clark Central, 35-10 in the fourth quarter. Ab Central still got this one with Black County, 14-3. Auburn leads Baylor, changing to college, 17-10 at the half. Windermere over East Forsyth, 7-6. I'm getting these off the score, Atlanta.
This is fourth down, guys.
Fourth down, they're going for it. Dean with the ball, throws complete right there. He hit immediately.
I don't think we got it.
Nope, he's a yard short. Walker Davis came up and read it perfectly.
Wow.
Not Cole Brooks who caught it. Great catch, but man, Walker was all over him right there, fellas.
Yeah, he did a great job just to hang on the football. He was just nailed as soon as he laid hands on that ball.
Can I give a food reference? That was like peanut butter on jelly right there, I tell you what. Wrapped him up. It'll go over on downs, and North Hall will take control now at the 18-yard line, first and 10 with 10 minutes exactly.
That was huge.
Very huge.
Huge defensive stand.
Now can the Bears stop the Trojans?
Slimming with three wide outs in the slot. One man in motion, that's McGarvey, comes back the other way. Hands off to the back. Back's going to get about, still pushing. He got about a five or six right there, maybe low, more. Man running was number 23, Justin Allen, that time. He gets about, Evan Sebastian, he's going to get nearly 7 yards there, Gary. A second down and three.
Yeah, well, we've already talked about he's a 200-pound back, and I think you're a little huddy at Kemp was at the bottom of that pile, and he's definitely not 200 pounds.
Well, you got Henry Weaver, Kate Hawthorne, Eli Hamm pushing on this side. They got a little beef out there. Mason McGill, Jason Holloman, James Holloman, round out the line for the Trojans. Three wideouts, two backs, one on either side of Sleeman. Alex going to run. He's got to come inside, but he gets wrapped up by a lot of white jerseys.
Lord,
whistle blows. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
Forward progress, didn't gain anything. It's going to be third down and about four. He lost a yard.
But for North Hall, clock still runs. We're up by two scores here in the fourth quarter.
Well, and that's, I think that's part of the strategy now for the Trojans. Let that clock run.
Yep.
Clock is your friend. It is not the Bluff's friend.
They've been fairly successful with that. So, you know, they've been back and forth. They've been successful with that, but they hadn't ran the ball that bad tonight. So that's good.
I don't know. Joe, here on third down, I'll see if I can get my people behind the secondary again.
Yeah, might do it. You got Dawson Gray out wide on this side. You got McCloskey out wide on the far side with two other receivers. One back, that's Allen. Snap, looking for Gray. No, he gets it to Kemp to 30. Kemp, 32, 33, got the first down.
Well, he didn't get him way behind the secondary, but he got him enough to get that first down and keep the chain.
Well, he came down right at the numbers and then turned around and caught it, then sidestepped one defender and got two more yards there. He got it to 34 and got the first down to keep control of the football.
And the clock keeps running.
Mm-hmm. He's tall, 55 over Johnson's 12 in the fourth quarter. Lumpkin County, 19-7 over Hart County in the fourth quarter.
If North Hall scores here, you're going to have at least a 12-point swing.
First down. One man in motion. Batted
down.
That one got knocked down right there. Big man came through and knocked it down. It was number 7.
Eric Johansson.
Yeah, Johansson knocked that one down.
6'1", 205. So he's got some height, got some beef. Blitzed right through. Nobody touched him. As soon as Schliemann cocked his arm, he was on him and slapped it down.
Second down. Ball's at the 34-yard line, 7:52 in the quarter. Split out McCloskey and Cable to the far side. Ball's on the near hash mark. You got Gray and Ty Kemp on the near side. One back, that's Adams beside the quarterback. Back to roll is Sleeman. Sleeman going to run. Now he's going to back and throw it in the middle to Cable. Cable is the 50, across the 50 to the 46. Cable caught it at the 49 of North Hall. Got five more yards and got basically knocked down, wrapped up there by number 7, Eric Johansson.
He hit him pretty high, and when the receiver went down, he kind of pawed at his face like, did he get my face mask?
Mm-hmm.
Official didn't see it. So right now, guys, the Bluff defensive backs have no answer for this passing attack of North Hall. They're just gobbling up these yardage and just chunks of 10, 15 yards at a clip. And then they go for the home run. You got to watch it. Which, you know, I know you want to burn some clock, but hey, use the strategy that's put 36 points on the board for you.
First and 10 to 47 of Cherokee Bluff. Going to run man in the middle. 40, 35, down to the 34. That is Jacob Adams.
Brooks makes the stop. And that's what the Trojans have been setting up. They use the pass to set up the run and vice versa.
Right behind Hawthorne and Weaver right that time and was able to get over the first layer and get to that second level and got the first down, got about 12 yards out to the 35.
Guys, last week North Hall scored 41, looking to surpass that tonight.
6:47 in the game in regulation. 1-2-3 wide outs in a slot. Allen beside his quarterback on the left-hand side. Schliemann marks out the signals, has it. Hands off to Allen. Allen pushing to get three or four, and he did just that up to about the 32. So give him 3 yards.
That's all he needs to.
Yep.
Well, and that's all they want right now. They want to keep that clock moving, but they seem to be able to get a first down on the pass whenever they want to.
What's the old saying, 3 yards in a cloud of dust? Of course, this time you need, it's just 3 yards in a cloud of pellets.
Exactly.
And I got most of them in my shoes.
I saw you emptying them out when you were up here at halftime.
Well, you have to.
Yep. Second down and 6 now. Give him about 1, 2, only second down and 7. Give him 3. 3 wide outs, one on the near side. Ball's almost in the middle of the field. Sleeman. Now we got a timeout called by North Hall.
We'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
After the game, join us for the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Second down, 7 yards to go for the Trojans. Three wide outs, ball on the far hash mark. McGarvey, pitch back over here to Cable. Cable around the 30, the 25, 20, 15, cuts outside, touchdown. Nope, he's out at the one.
Wow.
Missed it by a yard.
Well, you know what? That's when you saw the speed of Cole Cable.
Yep.
He was just flat out running everybody.
Huddy Kemp was back there to get him out at the last second.
Was that a jet sweep?
Well, it was kind of a pitch play. You might call it a jet sweep. But he came from the far side, and they pitched it to him.
Uh-huh.
It was more of a pitch play than it was a jet sweep, I think.
But it came the other side, around the other way.
Yeah, it came from the left side around the right.
It just got pinched up against the sidelines here. He'd have scored. Is that the one?
McGarvey trying to get the touchdown.
He does.
Let's see what they do. Touchdown, North Hall. Steph McGarvey. Sneaks it in from the two.
He kind of dove through a crack there, Joe. They
didn't
really stop him at the line of scrimmage.
Now they got 42 on the board, surpassing last week's total.
5:40 now. North Hall up by 18 points, trying to make it 19. Walker Vining will attempt to make that 19. He's made all but one tonight. And then they had a two-point conversion. Now we've got a flag coming from the back judge. Illegal participation,
12 men.
And looks like it's going to be, I wonder if it's going to be on Cherokee Bluff.
Everybody count.
Nope, it's going to be, it's going to be on Cherokee Bluff. So they can leave it where it is or move it. I think they're going to take it where it is. That's where he's used to kicking it, so. They might have moved it a yard, if that much.
Yeah, a yard and a half, basically, Joseph.
Yep. He'll kick it, this one from the 7, so 17-yard extra point instead of a 20. Snap, hold, kick is up, and on top of the field house, it is good, 43-24 with 5:40 remaining.
And back aboard in 1 minute here for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon? Receiving an inheritance? Selling a business? Or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Now, time is running out for the Bears. North Hall with a 3-score lead here in the fourth quarter.
5:40 43-24. Walker Vining, Toby Slither. Good high kick. Going to come down at the 9. Far side. Out to the 15, the 20, the 25. Knocked down from behind or pulled down from behind. That was Jackson Perkle on the return. Gets him back out to, yep, they're going to say he's at the 25. So about a 15-yard return for Jackson.
And think what could have been, Joe. That fourth down play ended up being a yard short, and then North Hall comes down and scores.
Yeah, exactly. That was a 12-point swing or 14-point swing.
Uh-huh.
And that could be huge. I mean, that's 14 points right there. If you go the other way, that makes it, what's that, 36-31 right there.
Uh-huh. That's how close it could have been. Yeah.
First down at the 25, Cherokee Bluff. Two wideouts near side. One guy in the slot, defensive end, or tight end, excuse me. Cooper Dean takes it, hands off to the back, Perkle. Perkle trying to go around the far side. Nothing doing. I don't think he even got a half a yard on that one, Gary. Not much at all. Madison County over Loganville so far, 33-15. Know how good this one is. Third quarter, Windermere East for size 7-6. Windermere with the lead on that one.
The coach Canyon say come with an overtime win over Dawson last week.
Second down, 9. 5 minutes exactly left in regulation. Dean stands back. 3 wideouts. Takes the snap. Looks to throw. Got a man on the far side. Complete over there to Huddy. Huddy caught it. Got the 10 yards. And Harwood pushes him out of bounds at the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bears. He runs a good route down there.
Both Kemps have so far in this game tonight, buddy. You know what?
Neither Kemp show tonight on both sides of the football. White Cannon comes in on defense. A junior defensive lineman comes in for Dawson Reed.
Well, if North Hall goes on to win this game, and I think they will, that defensive stand was the final straw right there.
I think that was a huge play. Huddy Kemp comes out to the near side. Always got trips on this side. You got Haley and looks like Cook. Going to hand off to the running back, trying to fool everybody. Perkle got it. Perkle gets about 2 up to the 39. Number 45, Cullen Tyner, a sophomore defensive lineman.
So, last year, Joe, we talked about the quarterback at Bluff last year. But I tell you what, Cooper Dean's really been impressive tonight.
He's done a very nice job. I mean, he's a senior, didn't see him but a little bit last year, but he's done a really nice job. 3 wideouts, 2 on the far side, 1 on in a slot position. Dean back to pass, got a man right in the middle. Nice job by Haley. He caught it at the 50, backed up, and then scooted across for 6 more yards to the 44-yard line.
And also Haley with a good job receiving. You know, Coach Jones told me, Joe, about Cooper. He said he's earned his starting job back as a senior. He's been a backup under 2 different quarterbacks, going his way up through the ranks, and here he is. It's his turn.
Yep, he's doing good out there. There's a snap. Throw to the far side to Haley again. Haley is going to be their go-to guy over there now. And he gets another 4 or 5 yards on that quick slant on the far side.
You might compare it, even Joe, to say Gunnar Stockton at Georgia. He's waited his turn to be the starting quarterback at Georgia.
Give him 7 on the play, second down and 3 now with 3:50.
Well, Haley's impressed some people here tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Wake Forest leads Kennesaw State 10-9, middle of the fourth quarter. Tech leads Colorado 13-10. Third quarter was just starting. Dean back to pass. Got it right in the middle. Complete out there to number 7. And he gets tripped up inside the 20. That number 7 right there is Eric Johansson, a senior tight end. Nice catch. And after he caught it, he got on down and we had a flag back at the 37-yard line.
Could that be against the Bears?
Well, side judge on the far side is coming up and talking to the white hat and the umpire.
Sure, he didn't call that on that play there.
Come back.
That'd be a penalty against the Bears.
Yeah, it's going to be against the Bears. It's going to be an ineligible receiver downfield. Declined. And a horse collar. They're taking the horse collar or the grabbing the head or something, whatever they called. It was a delay. It was a they lost a down, too. They declined the ineligible receiver, and they have one more play or one more penalty. They took that one. It was a loss of down. Makes it third down back to the 42.
Ends up being basically a dead ball foul.
Mm-hmm. 3:33 left in the regulation now. Huddy Kemp on the near side. Haley on the far side. One setback. Dean rolling. Going to keep it himself. Gets 5, 8 yards across the 35. Still pushing down to the 30. The ball came out. North Hall says they have it. The back just says they do. North Hall has recovered a fumble.
And that's your ball game.
Yeah, that's probably going to do that.
I think you said number 10 with the ball, Joe, for North Hall.
If that's number 10, that's Sam Gunlock, a sophomore. And, yep, that's what they're patting. Who's that man they're patting on the head down? Might be Gunlock.
Thought I heard the PA say, let's see who it is. But North Hall will have it, and they're going to win this football game.
It's either him or Noah Kemp. They're patting Noah on the hat, too, so. All right, North Hall has the football. First and 10 at their own 31-yard line, 3:12. Sleeman will take it. Got one setback behind him with two wideouts. Moves the back up next to him, puts a man in motion. Going to hand off to the upback. The upback's going to get about three or four. Ball came out again. Cherokee Bluff says they had it. Let's see. What's the umpire say?
Wait for it.
Yes, Cherokee Bluff has recovered. One play later, gentlemen.
How about that? Three turnovers out for North Hall.
Wow. Number 7, I think, recovered that, which will be Johansson. He's been a busy young man tonight.
That's been two fumble recoveries for the Bears, along with an interception early in the game.
One green jersey talking to another white jersey, and one of the green another green jersey pulled one green jersey off so they wouldn't get a flag.
Well, the first two turnovers in the first half, the Bears scored touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Ball's to 32, 3:04. I think they got to score quickly to have a chance here, gentlemen. Cooper Dean with two wideouts.
He got
ran early, didn't he?
Yeah, got movement over here. Yep. One of the tight end of the tackler, somebody leaned forward. If you see him score, you'll try an onside kick, but I think it's going to be too late. Got too big of a mountain to climb. Remember, this was a 22-17 game at the half.
Yes, it was. Five-point job right there.
And it was 36-24, that fourth down play early in the quarter.
Yep. They'll bring it up, Dean, with four wideouts on the far hash mark. One back. That's Perkle behind him. Takes it, looks to pass. Rolls the ball in his hand. Now he's looking to roll out to the far side. Still wants to throw. He does at the last second. Got a man down inside the 20, down to about the 18. That man's going to be number 1, Cole Brooks.
Again, they're inside the red zone. They're just taking too much time.
First down, Dahl is at the 18-yard line. First and 10 for the Bears. Cooper Dean goes over and gets the play, brings it back over. 1-2-3 wideouts with a back. Going to have it. Dean going to roll. Comes to this side, flips it up in the air, down to about the 6. We got a flag. I think it's complete, but we got a flag. On defense, I think. Let's see what the back
maybe
does.
Maybe interference or holding?
Well, if he caught it, it's just a complete pass. So
sure.
I'm not sure. They're putting the flag up pretty quick. No flag because he caught it, so it'll be a first down. Waving the flag off would be a first down to 6 for the Bears. They have it first inside the 10 at the 6. 2:35 remaining. Getting a man, that's Dean coming back out there late. They have the time in between plays to run over, get the play, and run it back. A lot of times a coach will use a receiver to run it back or a running back. Perkle stands behind his quarterback. Three wideouts in a slot. And the handoff to Perkle. Perkle trying to find some room. Nothing happened. And the helmet came off of a North Hall player. They stop him and push him back. And that'll be down right there. And almost had a umpire reach down there like this. Sounded like he was going to pull a flag out, but he didn't. Right there. He lost 2 yards. Backs him up to the 8. Second down and goal. Dean comes over, 1:44 remaining in the game. North Hall will wind up winning this one 43-24. They're up by 19. That's right, 19. Sometimes my math runs together. 3 wide outs, Perkle in motion. Looking to pass, got him out on the far side. Complete to Haley on the far side. Got it just over the outstretched hand of Wade Haynes and got the touchdown. Oh, got it offsides on North Hall, but it's going to be declined. No, it's before the play, so it's offsides on North Hall.
Yep, dead ball.
Dead ball. They'll have to run it again. Wow.
Well, and Haley continues to impress, does he not?
Yep. If nothing else, I think Coach Jones has found him another receiver tonight. Probably 2 if you count Huddy in there, too. Another offensive guy comes in there. Number 20 comes in the game. Hammond Bryant, a freshman. blocking back, it looks like, from up here. Up under center's Dean. One man in motion. Hand off to the tail, Perkle. Perkle's not going to get it. He gets 2 or 3. They pushed his way down there. He got close, but only about 2 yards. So it's going to be fourth down and goal now, or third down and goal?
Should be third, I think.
Third and goal because they had the penalty. You're right, Michael. Good job. Jacob Wright goes in.
Inside 45 seconds now.
Wyatt Cannon comes out. Yep, 40 seconds and counting. Bears just want to get one more score on the board. North Hall trying to keep them out. Third down and goal at the 2. Bears with Dean under center. See if he takes it himself. Hands off to the up back. He's going to scoot in or on the right side. Gets the touchdown. And that was number 40. No, that was Brett Pierce, the fullback. That time gets a score for the Bears. Makes it 43-30.
Another impressive drive by Cherokee Bluff. Again, just too little too late from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you go back to that fourth down play early in the quarter.
Yep. I think that was probably the difference in the game. I know you mentioned it. Gary mentioned it. It was huge. Walker Davis came up and stopped him by about a yard and a half. Big old defensive stop for the Trojans. Extra point. Giuliano is up, and it is good. 43-31 with 24 seconds left.
Hey, we're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
And back here at North Hall, wrapping things up as the Trojans will win, but Cherokee Bluff scores 31 points in a losing effort.
North Hall's got the 43, more than they had last week. We'll see if Cherokee Bluff attempts an onside kick. 24 seconds, 12-point game, probably not, but let's see what they do. Nope, they're going to kick it deep. It's going to go all the way down the side. Kemp lets it roll. It's going to roll out of bounds at the 3. So it'll come out to the 35, and North Hall will have it. It'll be able to take a knee, and that'll be your ball game. Number 73, Cade Hawthorne. One of the linemen goes out with his hands up thinking, thank you, thank you. He's excited, a senior.
The Cherokee Bluffs scored 31 in week one. They scored 44 last week, 31 this week. On North Hall, was 41 and 43.
Now, pardon me, Mike. They know they can score.
Absolutely.
And just got to be able to stop some people. Last week, obviously, they did. But North Hall, a far better offensive team than the team they played last week. Smith McGarvey will come off. Sleeman will be in there and take the knee, and you have Ty Kemp back standing at the 22 as the safety man. You got, yep, he takes one knee, and that'll be your ball game right there as the clock will roll down. Now in North Hall has won and goes to 2-0 in the season, 43-31 over the Cherokee Bluff Bears, and now go up in the series 5-3.
And next week, Cherokee Bluff back at home. They'll take on Habersham Central. North Hall goes on the road in our next broadcast game. They'll be at East Hall with a renewal of that long-time rivalry between the Vikings and Trojans.
Yep.
We'll see if Gary's microphone is working down there to talk with Coach Sean Pender. As they'll say prayers.
I think I can get him right quick. Coach, before we do anything else, congratulations on career win number 150.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's good stuff. That's a good one to get it on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I thought you played a complete game tonight. Up in defense. Oh, there we go. Now they're celebrating 150 for you, Coach. But you did play a good all-around ball game tonight.
It was a tough game for sure. It was built up to be. This was a really good game. Hats off to Cherokee Bluff. I think they played a fantastic game as well. And there was two teams getting after each other the best we know how.
22-17 at halftime. What? You just seem to keep getting behind their secondary, you know, the big plays.
Yeah, we had some things that we saw that we could probably do, and we were able to take advantage of it when it happened.
I thought at the beginning of the fourth quarter, when they were driving on you, and you brought them up a yard short, if there can said to be a key point in the game that kind of nailed it down for you, I thought that was it. Your defense stood up.
They sure did. I mean, giving up 31 points, it don't look like that, but they did play well.
And what happened was that was like at least a 12-point swing right there. They didn't score, and you did.
And we did, and that kind of switched the momentum back to us, yes.
What's been the most pleasing thing about the season so far? I know you're only a couple of games in, but
Look at the games. It's not the same people always making plays. Other people are making plays. Other people are stepping up. They tried real hard to take Cole Cable out of the game, and then sure enough, when they were trying to bracket him and stuff like that, Ty steps up and has probably a career night. I don't know exactly what he had, but he had a really good night.
Well, Coach, looks like they're waiting on you. I'll let you go there. Congratulations again on win number 150. Yes. How do you feel about that?
It hasn't hit me yet. Right now I'm just celebrating the win over Cherokee Bluff and being 2-0. But that'll hit me a little bit later. I'm sure I'm going to be really excited later.
Right. Thanks, Coach. All right, there you go. Well, it did. Hey, it lasted long enough, guys. That was a pretty good interview by Sean. Sure.
One thing about it, he's been around long to get 150 wins. That's the big thing there. Coming up next at 97.5 Glory FM, we'll wrap things up, our postgame show on Friday Night Football in North Georgia with North Hall on top of Cherokee Bluff, 43-31. Back after this on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
And back here at North Hall one more time, Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Weifert with you here on 97.5 Glory FM. Another great game that we've got for you here. And Joe's got some final stats for you.
Yep, I do. First downs, Cherokee Bluff 19, North Hall 23. Rushes, Cherokee Bluff 28 for 77. North Hall 29 for 183. Passing 22 for 27. That's how good Cooper Dean was tonight. One interception, 285 yards. North Hall, 20 for 28, which is still really good. One interception, 313 yards. Total yards, 362 for Cherokee Bluff, 496 for the Trojans. 11 penalties, 89 yards for North Hall, 7 for 54 for Cherokee Bluff. On the other side, Parker Carlton, let's see, McGarvey led the way with 56 yards rushing. Parker Carlton had 26. Justin Allen, 32. Jacob Adams, 22. Cole Cable, 30 on that one long run where he almost scored. 28 rushes, 188 yards. Then passing, Sleeman, 17 of 25, 283. And Garvey, 3 of 3 for 30 yards passing. Receiving, Ty Kemp, 8 catches, 177 yards. Song was 66. 3 TDs for Ty Kemp tonight. Dalton Tulsi had caught an extra point, PAT right there. Jackson Perkle, 15 rushes, 28 yards. He was our leading rusher, rushing 4 for 18. They had 77 total. Cooper Dean, 22 for 27, 285. Dylan Haley, really impressed tonight. 9 catches, 94 yards. Millsap, 4 catches, 85 yards. Huddy Kemp, 3 catches, 44 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, good offensive by both teams. North Hall's defense just stood up there when it needed to. And now I think that big fourth down stop is going to be the key and difference in this game.
Well, Joe, again, it was 36-24 at that time.
Yep.
If the Bears had scored, it had been 36-31.
Yep.
They don't. North Hall comes down. It's 43-24 at that time. And so that really just about solidified the victory for North Hall.
Yeah. Ty Kemp joins the 1,000-yard-plus receiving club here at North Hall with his yardage tonight.
That's a big, big night for Ty Kemp. As you hear the drum corps marching by, Joe and I here down below us here.
Yep, I have to always push the window to a little bit because it's so loud.
Yes.
Back in my day, I'd have stood here and clapped with him, but it's a little loud for the old man.
But
now,
you know, Joe, to me, the key of the ball game was North Hall's defense, in my way, shutting down the running attack for Cherokee Bluff.
They did. You know, they had less than 100 yards, and we thought that Perkle, Russian, Pierce would come in and get over 100 together as a unit, and they didn't. North Hall held them again tonight. Last week against Wesley, and held them for, you know, 19 yards on 25 carries. It was a little different tonight. 25 carries with less than 100 yards, which is a pretty good average.
And North Hall, on the other hand, had so many different people running the football.
Yeah, and that's really good. North Hall's got a lot of guys. You know, Wyatt Tumlin was running the ball hard. He got hurt on that one play. Hopefully he'll be back next week. But then Allen came in and did really well. Don't want to forget names here.
Parker Carlton, of course.
And then Jacob Adams. That was the other one, Jacob Adams. And they all ran the ball extremely well. And, you know, of course, Smith and Garvey did a nice job running.
Yes, he did.
Alex Sleeman had a big run. Got that sneak in there for a touchdown early on.
Yep.
So, you know, everybody that ran the ball for North Hall tonight did a pretty good job with it.
Well, that's going to do it for us here on 97.5 Glory FM. Final score, North Hall 43, Cherokee Bluff 31. The Trojans improved to 2-0. The Bears suffer their first loss of the year. They drop to 2-1 on the season. Next week, Cherokee Bluff at home. They'll take on Habersham Central from Yona Field. And here on 97.5 Glory FM, filling in for Joe Gailey next week will be the voice of the Georgia State Panthers, Dave Cohen. He'll join Harper LaBelle, who's also his color partner when we do Georgia State football, which we'll have our first Georgia State game of the season. Tomorrow night, kicking off their 16th season of Georgia State football, as the Panthers will be in Oxford, Mississippi, taking on the Ole Miss Rebels. So next Friday night, it's Dave Cohen, Harper LaBelle, Gary Glenn, and I from East Hall Stadium, as it will be Matt Turner's East Hall Vikings going up against Sean Penner's North Hall Trojans. Should be a fun time, as always, with that long-time rivalry, Joe.
And you've seen every one of those matchups, Mike. You're probably
not quite.
And you're the only person in Hall County to see all 75 matchups. And you'll be able to see another one next Friday night.
Looking forward to it from that standpoint. Stay tuned. Coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM is the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard. Then I'll be with you sometime after 11 as soon as we get back to the station with the final score until midnight on 97.5 Glory FM. Then tomorrow morning at 9:05, the Saturday Morning Sports Show, I'll talk high school, college, and pro sports from 9 until 10 with a live video stream on YouTube at Team Glory Sports. Once again, the final score, North Hall 43, Cherokee Bluff 31. For our entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for our producer, Nathan Landy, for Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, I'm Mike Weifert. Have a safe Labor Day weekend, and thanks for joining us here on 97.5 Glory FM, where we're good sports. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.